Blog Talk Radio. you're working. Even when I don't feel it, you're working. You never stop, you never stop working. You never stop, you never stop working.
Come on!
Even when I don't see it, you're working. Even when I don't feel it, you're working. You never stop, you never stop working.
Depression. His name is above loneliness. Oh, his name is above disease. His name is above cancer. His name is above every other name.
Hallelujah. Bless the name of the Lord. Glad you're here tonight, and I'm your host tonight. This is Angela Joy, and I will be here tonight to pray with you and to believe for the very best that God has for you. Well, I hope everyone is having a great, great Sunday. It's been a good week for me, and we're looking forward to another week of blessings. And you know what? Sometimes we think blessings are the things that just tickle our toes and get us all excited. But you know, blessings come in different ways. Blessings can come through a mishap, something that you may have looked at as being detrimental. God has a way of working things out, changing them around so that they work out for your good. Why? Because he knows that he has a plan for you. And you need to know that he has a plan for you as well. Well, welcome tonight. And we're glad you're a part of what God is doing here with Prophetic Grace Network. Thank God for, you know, Prophet Randy Chandler for getting this thing going and following the Lord and pursuing after the things of God so that the will of God can be done in the earth. through him and through the lives that he's touching, you know, and those who he has connected with the ministry, whether they're ministering on as host or whether you're coming in to join in as we know that it's all about God and his will for you and this ministry. So we just bless God for Prophet Randy being obedient and for his wife supporting him with this ministry. So welcome again tonight. Just want to let you know if you are listening by the internet and you want to call in, please feel free to do so. You may have been as I, you know, was some years ago when I first discovered this ministry. I was talking to Jeannie, I think, the last time I was on, and we were kind of calculating some things. And, of course, you knew Prophet Randy before he started with this particular ministry of, you know, Blog Talk Radio with Prophetic Grace Network. And as soon as he got on, I was kind of calculating and realizing soon after, maybe a few months after he started Prophetic Grace Network, at that time I don't think he was calling it PGN, and it was just Blog Talk, and that was about 13, 14 years ago. So God has done some amazing things. We look forward to God doing some additional stuff for him continuing to do amazing things. Why? Because he's an amazing God. He can't do anything less than that, can he? I don't think he can, and I'm sure you know he can. He can only be God, and God does amazing things. So if you want to call in and you're listening to me by internet, go ahead and call in at 319-527-6027. That's 319-527-6027. We want to hear from you, or if you just want to listen in, that's fine. But if you need prayer or if you want us to agree with you with what you want to happen with the will of God for your life, just feel free to call in at 319-527-6027. Also, if you want to text and let us know you're there, you can do that. That's 214-505-8719. 214-505-8719. Well, bless the name of the Lord tonight. I love that song, Waymaker. I like to play music to get started. It always sets a mood for me. I'm a worshiper. I have a son who's really big into music, not the kind of music I really want to listen to. But, you know, I was mentioning to him some weeks ago I mentioned to him last week about some years ago that I was in a meeting and someone, I didn't know these people. I was in a different town. And they didn't know me and I didn't know them. And they approached me and they began to pray and they began to say, you know, how God had put this spirit of worship on me and that I had a son that had music in him and that, you know, the Lord would desire to have him use it for the kingdom and for us to, you know, even worship. And I'd forgotten about that, and he's having some difficulties right now. Just, you know, he's a young man looking and finding his way. I'm letting him know the only real way is with God. And so I told him about that, you know, incident and how, you know, I know that music is something that's ingrained in him and it's a part of his life and that God wants to bless it for him being a blessing for the kingdom of God, you know. And, you know, he said, well, you know, Ma, I got that from you. So that was really kind of, you know, cool because, you know, he's not really playing godly music, but he knows that I love to worship and that music is a part of my being. And, you know, God confirmed it's a part of his calling, but he's calling him to do his work with the music. And so that was really, really interesting how, you know, I talked to him about that and he was very accepting. And he says, well, you know, Well, I just have a different way of expressing myself, and I don't try to do anything negative as far as the music. I say, but you got to make sure you say things that are positive in your music, encouraging in your music, because music is powerful. It's a powerful tool. You know, of course, we know Lucifer was over worship, and that's a place of great influence. And so I was acknowledging, you know, I was admonishing him that, you know, to do it the right way, the way that God would want you to do it. And, you know, it didn't have to be the traditional, but just do it us to do it and to be edifying and building people up. So he assured me that's what he's doing with his music. Okay, so anyway, that's just to let us know that God has a plan for our life. You know, Jeremiah 29:11 is just not some little cute cliche. It is actually what it's all about, that God knew us even before we were formed in our mother's womb, and he had a plan for us, and he will always have a plan for us, and we can walk in that assurance that he knows us. Hallelujah. Well, welcome, welcome, welcome tonight. Just want to share a little bit and let you know that, you know, if you're discouraged tonight, be encouraged. You know, I've been through some really interesting seasons, and then this season that I'm in now, I've had some situations that have come up over this last year or two, and of course, we've been in the pandemic, of course, so a lot of us have been dealing with situations and things that we had not really planned or understood how to deal with them, except for being in God, we can walk through these things. And so we just had a lot of, like, home repair things and, you know, things just happen. And like, okay, God, you know, it's so interesting, too. I heard Prophet Randy praying over me the other night. Yeah, Thursday night was communion. I couldn't call in. I was kind of like on the phone working, and I was kind of listening in. And, you know, he said something that he said it a couple of times, at least I know, about how, you know, the suffering that we go through, and that, you know, the suffering that I've been through, and how God is using that in a way to call me and to mold me and to take me to where he wants me to be. It's in the suffering of Christ, you know, that we will prevail. Why? Because he prevailed in the suffering. And especially when, you know, it's suffering for righteousness' sake. You know, I've had an incident, you know, situation where, you know I'm suffering some consequences of some things because of righteousness' sake. People don't like you to mess with their stuff. You know, when people are set in a form and a format of tradition and you come out of the ordinary to the extraordinary and to walk according to how the Spirit of God leads you, they're uncomfortable with that. But that's the whole point of our being here, is to have folk uncomfortable so they can get into position and into place to where God is calling them to. They will be uncomfortable in their sin, to be uncomfortable in their situation when it's not pleasing to God, when they're uncomfortable projecting things that don't reflect God when they say they are supposed to be. That's what we've been called to do. We've been called to be salt and light in the earth, and that can make folk uncomfortable. So I was in a situation where I guess I was just making folks uncomfortable. You know, I have a friend who told me recently, she said, you know, some people just can't stay around you. And I was like, what are you talking about? She says, you're just you, and you're going to call it as you see it. And folks aren't comfortable with that. And if they sense that that's how you act and that's the way you are and they want to continue to do what they feel like they need to do, they're going to get away from around you because that's just you. That's just your personality, you know. And I've always pretty much, you know, especially since I've come to Christ, I'm that way, you know. So I was in a situation recently where I guess it was just uncomfortable for some people to be in my presence. You know, Jesus had that issue. I'm not trying to compare myself to Jesus, but, you know, hey, we were supposed to be like him, followers, right? And, you know, they didn't like Jesus, you know, especially when he called it as it was. Especially when he walked into the temple and overturned the table and said, you know, you're making my father's house a den of thieves. Hey, you know, Prophet Randy has been ministering on that. You know, the merchandising thing. You know, people don't like you messing with their stuff because they think it's their stuff and you need to move out of the way. And so I'm kind of that kind of person. I kind of rub people a little strange because if they want to continue to act the way they act and I don't, since that it lines up to the Spirit of God, hey, I call it as it is. And she said, you really don't have to call it a disease. You just kind of show up, and people just kind of, I don't know about her. Let me move because, you know, it's just something about you. And I was like, I really was feeling a little funny when she told me that, and I'm thinking, but she said, that's the God in you. Well, praise God. But I want to draw people, you know. I don't want to, you know, but, you know, you want to draw the right people. So I'm all up in here about this is who we are called to be. And we're to be salt and light in the earth. We're to be examples of who God has called us to be and not to be ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Why? Because there's power. Hallelujah. There's power in it. The gospel is powerful. Our lives are powerful. You know, we shift the atmosphere. That's the way it's supposed to be. When we walk into a situation or we walk into a room, the atmosphere should very, very much should shift. And we shouldn't be ashamed that it shifts because of the glory of God, because of the calling of God on our lives. You know, I've never been one that wanted to try to fit in here or there or anywhere. I just want to be where God calls me to be. I just want to be who God calls me to be. And I'm very comfortable in that. And, you know, the devil really doesn't like that. But it's okay, because if he starts liking it, that means I got some more issues that I need to get dealt with. Because I don't want him comfortable with me. There's nothing in me that should look like him. You know, that's what the word says. So, you know, Jesus made people uncomfortable. He didn't like him. And those Pharisees lied on him. They wanted him out of the picture. Why? Because he was messing with their stuff. He was messing with their tradition. He was messing with their agenda. He was messing with their plots. That's how we're supposed to be. So count it not strange, these fiery trials that we endure. So, you know, that got me all excited the other night when I did hear Prophet Randy minister that over me, because I know that I've gone through some sufferings. Hallelujah, Jesus. But I count it all joy. Why? Because he is my shield. I take refuge in him. I trust in him. He shields me because I do take refuge in him, as in Psalms talks about in chapter 18. And, you know, that's just who I am. I've decided that his plans supersede my plans. We're to commit our way to the Lord, and our plans will succeed. If we acknowledge him, he shall direct our path. You know, and he will bless us. He will load us with benefits because of our relationship. And we will hide in him, as in Psalms 91. We will take refuge in him. And when we are afraid, we will put our trust in him. Hallelujah. Why? Because he is my strength and he is my shield. Because I love him. Why? Because he loved me. And he guides me because he wants me to know he will provide for me. Put not your trust and your hope in man. Put your hope and your trust in God. And so I was reading an article, something I saw, you know, well, actually I heard somebody minister on this, and I actually looked it up, and it involved, you know, the state of being, the place we are as a generation of people. And, you know, I'd heard this before, but I think with all the things that are going on lately, it just got my attention, you know. And so it was talking about how, let me bring it up here, and I'm going to just make mention. And, guys, you all continue to pray for the people in Florida. I'm telling you, there are some things that are going on right now. You know, I was born and raised in Orlando. I left there 20 years ago, a little over 20 years ago. But I, you know, go back regularly. And I had been until COVID. I even went back since COVID, but, you know, kind of was going more often. And, you know, I was born and raised in Orlando. And so I remember I've weathered many hurricanes. You know, I'm in my 60s. I've weathered many hurricanes. I've never experienced detriment from a hurricane. I mean, we got, you know, I'm in Central Florida, you know, so we got some wind, we got some rain. You know, you saw some trees down. You know, of course there was some damage that happened, but nothing like I saw on the news this past week. You know, the storm was supposed to head my way. We didn't get really any rain, a little wind, but, you know, I looked at those pictures. I used to work downtown Orlando, so when I saw on the news that I worked down there for like 16 years, that downtown Orlando was like flooded, I was thinking, there was no such thing going on. What is happening? Well, people are moving in, they're building stuff, they're, you know, and I heard something on the Weather Channel recently that says something about what Louisiana, New Orleans area kind of understood is that the root system and from, you know, vegetation and trees keep flooding away. Well, what have they done to Orlando? They've pretty much just wiped out all the orange groves. They have basically just made everything concrete down where the flooding is, so this water has nowhere to go. But this is the time that we're living in. We're going to see things shift. We're going to see things change. But I want you to know to be encouraged. Hallelujah. To be encouraged. It doesn't matter what's going on around you. It doesn't mean that God's not going to continue to show himself mighty in your life. Because he will. He really will. And so let me just go to this. I saw it earlier, and just want to kind of mention it. Want some feedback, too, tonight, if you all care to do so.
Joshua.
Hold on a second. I think I found it. Here it is. Christianity quickly diminishing in the U.S. on pace to become the minority religion in decades. That's what a study has revealed. Christianity quickly diminishing in U.S. on pace to become minority religion in decades. Study revealed that a number of Christians in the United States, it's a diminishing religion or a practice, and it's being replaced by those who do not identify with any religion. What does that mean for us as the body of Christ? That means there are souls out there that need to know who Jesus is. And I believe we're getting ready to enter into a season and to a time where God is going to show forth his might, his mighty hand and his greatness, because there are people here saying it's diminishing and it's being replaced by those who do not identify with anything. They don't, you know, it's about them. If you can look around and see what's going on, it's about what they want. It's about what newest gadget I can get. You know, as I mentioned, I think the last time I was on, a few days before, the CEO of Bed Bath and Beyond, yes, Bed Bath and Beyond, how he took his life because that company is diminishing, things are falling apart, and he couldn't take it. So he jumps out of his apartment on the 50th floor to his death. Why? Because they don't know God. They don't know that this God that we serve is a God that we can trust in, that we don't have to fear, that he is our refuge, and that the Lord best blesses and there are benefits with him, that you're not going to get outside of him. But they don't know that. So it says a new report by Pew Research Center and the General Social Survey published Tuesday found that a surge of adults are leaving Christianity to become atheists, agnostic, or nothing in particular. It predicted that if the number of Christians under 30 are abandoning their faith accelerates beyond the current pace, adheres to or of the historically dominant religion of the U.S., which, of course, is Christianity, could become a minority by 2045. Isn't that something? So let me tell you, this is a season that God would have us rise up, and be who he's called us to be, because there are people who have hope nothing. They have hope in nothing in themselves, and look at us. We are just beings. We're just vapors. We're going to pass away, but they don't have hope in the Almighty God. They're losing. They're fainting. My God, what a sad state to think that that's where we're headed to. So, you know, if you're in here and you're listening to this tonight, you got some comments you want to make about that, what's happening with that, please feel free. We'll talk about it. We'll just, you know, talk about some things in regards to where we're going as a nation of people. You know, God is still God, and he never changes. You know, I've seen him to be a way maker, as that song talked about. Like I was saying, I've had some situations come up recently, and I'm telling you people, I saw the hand of God. The hand of God moved in my life in such a way that I know that it could have been nothing but God, because I didn't have the finances to do some things. And I'm telling you, miraculously, things shifted so that money would be in place to do what I needed to do. Because why? I trust in God. I mean, I looked out at my yard with the situation that was going on with the sewage. I think I've been telling you all about, you know, almost $2,000 is what, you know, I was being told that I was going to have to pay almost that, you know, to get this situation straight. Well, I was like, you know, God, $2,000 right now is not something I just can pull out of my pocket and just give to do that, but I had to have it done. I mean, I couldn't have, you know, that situation continue. Let me tell you, God miraculously just realigned stuff. Money came that was for something else, but there was money left over so I could do that with. Then some other things happened. It was just God shifted things because he knew my need, and I was not anxious to do it in my own strength. You know, I could have probably gone to get a loan or go borrow some money or something. I wasn't led to do that. I said, God, I'm going to wait on you. I'm going to look to you. You are my source. You are everything. You see the situation. There's nothing I can do about it without the finances to do it. So what did I do? I waited on God. And miraculously, God shifted things where not only was it taken care of, but it was almost maybe $1,000 cheaper than what I was told it was going to be. The kind of God we serve. That's the kind of God who watches over us. That's the kind of God we can put our trust in. You know, some other things happen. You know, the enemy just tried to just do some stuff. But I just chose not to focus in on what he was trying to do. I trusted in God. I looked to him who is the author and the finisher of my faith. I looked to him. I didn't look to man. I kind of run around. I've got other things that were going on, you know. Insurance got, you know, shifted. Thought, you know, it was just kind of crazy, folks. You know, I'm just going to tell you, it's kind of nuts. But I just said, I'm not going to go into some sort of panic. I'm not going to faint. You know that man who jumped out of that window or his apartment or whatever, he jumped out the balcony? That man who jumped to his death had lost hope. He didn't have any hope. He had no place to put his trust. But we have hope. We have God. And when we can be still and know that he is God, do you know what that does to God? Can you imagine when God sees us saying, I am not going to fret. I am not going to be disturbed. That I am going to take refuge in God. I will hope in God. Can you imagine how that affects God and how he looks at us where we will be still and acknowledge that he is God, he will shift things for you. And not only that, when you think about it and we operate, realize this walk that we're on is not just about us. It's about who we represent here. You know, these people, concerning this article I just read to you about how people are leaving Christianity and how they believe by 2045 it definitely will be at the rate it's going. It might even go faster than that. And who knows what will be in 2045. Jesus, I'm looking for him any day. But the whole point of it is that these are people who don't see in the miraculous, the Christians, the people who say they are the followers of Jesus Christ. Somehow some light's not shining, because let me tell you, when light shines, it will shine in darkness. And people will see, has our light dimmed? So let your light shine before others. Talked about it in Matthew. Why? So it can draw people. It can show them a way out. It can give them hope. Is this why there's a diminishing of Christianity? Because they don't see us as the light that we are supposed to be, to give people hope, to show them a way out of darkness, to give them an understanding that there is a God and we are his light and it should be shining bright to lead somebody out of their pit. Huh. The church has to take responsibility. We, as the people of God, the blood-bought children of the Most High God, need to take responsibility and realize it's on us that some people have not found their way. Of course, there are those who don't want God. There will always be ones who won't want to have a part of what is going on. But there are those who are in search of. And have we dimmed our light so as followers that people can't see the light that's supposed to be shining before others to give them hope, to rescue them out of darkness? I will not dim my light for anybody. I will not back up on the things of God and the word of God and the spirit of God so I can be a part of your clique. I'm not interested in a clique. I'm interested in being a follower of Jesus Christ to bring light to shine before others so that they will know who is God. Well, hallelujah tonight. Well, I just got really excited about that. So anyway, wow, praise you, Jesus. So anyway, wow. So any feedback when I'm starting to take calls? You know, feel free to just chime in about that study that they're doing concerning Christianity becoming a minority faith. Just shed a few thoughts on that if you like. Well, all right, I'm going to play another song. I just got all wound up about that. Well, you know, that's nothing unusual. I get pretty wound up about some stuff. So, hallelujah. So anyway, I am going to play this song, come back and pray, and we are going to start with calls. I'm going to be standing in agreement with you, and as I say all the time when I'm on here, this is not about me. I have nothing to offer except for just to be here, to be used of God however he sees fit, and I just ask that you pray for me that, you know, he continues to use me to do what he's called me to do, that his light would so shine so that we can see him move into situations and change lives for the glory of God. Hallelujah.
So the song says, mountains are still being moved. Strongholds are still being moved. God, we believe, 'cause yes, we can see it, that wonders are still what you do. I love this when y'all it says, and bodies are still being raised. are still being slain. God, we believe. Yes, we can see it. That wonders are still what you do. We are here for you. Come and do what you do. We are here for you. Come and do what you do. Woo! We set our hearts on you. Come and do what you do.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. This is a move. What an awesome, what a glorious time to be born in. This season that God is doing some stuff that just think about it. You'll be a part of what God is doing in these times. You know, as we see the church fall away or people fall away and not believe in anything, it's time for the church to rise up and to show forth the love of God, to shine forth the light of God. You know, this is not a season for you to hide what God is doing under a bushel, as the word talks about hiding your light under a bushel. Your light should be so bright that it cannot be hid. My God, it should be so bright. It's impossible to hide. That's the season that God chose you to be a part of, the now generation of people, to show forth the love and the light of God in a world who has no hope. No hope. You know what? I just keep thinking about that, you know, situation and the study that they did. You know, I think it was called, I think the resources was Pew something, some sort of study or magazine or something. Just to think that there are people, as this generation progresses and over the years, they have no foundation. It's just blown away. So who's left to show forth the light of God? Who's left to show forth the love of God? Who's left to show people there is hope in God? It's us. God chose you. God chose you of what he's doing now. My God, how exciting. How exciting to think that God chose you to be a mover and a shaker in the things of God concerning this season that we're in. Well, praise God. Thank you so much for being a part. We just know that God is faithful. He is always doing something. So I'm going to pray, and then I'm going to start taking calls. I'm just believing that God is he's on a move, and he's assigned us, and you're on assignment to show forth his glory. So, Father God, we just thank you tonight, and we thank you for the people who are calling in, and we just thank you, Lord, that they will understand that they have not by chance or accident just ended up on this earth at this time and this place in this season. God chose you, especially those who are walking with God. Let them have a revelation, hallelujah, that God has chosen them to be a part of this move, this end time move, that God is raising up the body of Christ to be a brighter light, because there are people who are not able to have hope because they don't know what to put their hope in. We can show them, put your hope in God. Have faith in God. Look to God. He is the answer. He is the answer. And Father, we just pray for those who are victims of the hurricane. And Lord, we just ask that they do not lose hope. Let the love of the Lord just come out and be demonstrated through others who are in that area, Florida and other areas that were affected by the hurricane, to represent God and the love of God to these who are in crisis now. We just thank you for the move of God. And Lord, I just empty myself out. I thank you, Lord, that you will come in and you will use me to speak to those who are in need tonight and believe for a move of God. We thank you for this. Hallelujah. All right. Well, thank you so much, people, for tuning in. It's always an honor and a privilege. So let me just get my little pen here. And let me, I was looking for someone who checked with me earlier, see if they came on. wanted her to share a little bit about what she feels that the Lord is doing in her life with some trials and things that she's been through, but if she'll come on a little bit later. So let's go ahead and start taking our calls. And so we're going to start with, let's see, 954-580. And this is Angela Joy. And who am I speaking with? Where are you calling from?
Hi, Angela Joy. This is Carolyn from Jamaica.
Hi, Carolyn from Jamaica. How are you tonight?
I'm well, thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Well, Lord, we just, Father God, we just pray for Carolyn from Jamaica tonight. And we just thank you, Lord, that she will know that the word of God is nigh unto her. And, Lord, I just thank you, Lord, as you began to use her in this season, as you just drop little nuggets into her spirit, man, in this season. Let Caroline rise up to the point of prophetically speaking out of her mouth the things that God is placing in her heart to release, that the atmosphere for her will shift, and not only her atmosphere, but the atmosphere of those who God has placed around her. So, Lord, let Caroline begin to understand that he has given her power. Hallelujah. He has given her authority, and he has given her direction and insight and wisdom to share with others the glorious goodness of God. So, Lord, I thank you tonight. As I heard her voice, I heard the word prophet, prophetic, speaking prophetically over your life and those lives that are connected with you and things that are connected in your circumstances and situations so that you will see change. And, Caroline, I just want to say it's not just for your benefit, but it's for the glory and for the benefit of the kingdom of God, because he wants to put you in a place where people will look and see and say, she serves God. She knows God. She is a person that I can see what God is doing, and I can have hope, because if she has it, I can have it. If she can speak it, I can speak it. If she can believe it, I can believe it. So, Lord, I thank you for setting her into a place where she can shift the atmosphere for the glory of God, and that the things that you will begin to do in her life is not just about what you want to do in her life, but what you want to do in the people's lives who are looking at her and seeing that she knows her God. So, Lord, we thank you for that, and we give you glory in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. We bless your name, Lord, tonight. We just give you glory tonight.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Everybody who's on this line tonight, God has destined you to affect the lives of people around you. And it's so important that we understand that, because right now it's so important that people get an understanding about this God that we serve. Hallelujah. It's not about religion. It's not about tradition. It's about a relationship, and not just the relationship, but what comes out of the relationship of being connected with the God of the universe that created everything, is made and has been made by him. There are some people that don't have a clue, but there are people who need to know. So, Lord, we just thank you that Caroline will influence people by the word of God being released from her, to shift not only her life and her situation, but the lives of those who are in connection with her and even come into her midst. Hallelujah. Well, that's pretty exciting, Caroline. Hallelujah.
Amen. Yes, yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Amen.
I do
Hallelujah.
Believe that.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord God, we thank you. Well, how's it going, Caroline?
Wow. I do confirm the words that you're saying, and it has been resting heavily on my heart too in regards to stepping out. So I thank God for using you also to just give this confirmation of my stepping out and wanting to do the work of God, and I'm just so grateful.
Praise God. Amen. Amen. So has that been something that, you know, that God's been, you said, dealing, has he been dealing with you about taking some moves out?
Yes. He has been. He has been. And one of the reasons why I called him also was for you to agree with me in prayer that God will just strengthen me so I will have that. I'll be able to do his work and not really having to be so tired or not being able to give as much as I should to his work being done through my life. So I'm just calling, you know, that God just grant me greater strength so I will do this physical work and his work, and that I will just walk in his grace, his favor, and his wisdom, and I will be able to just fulfill my assignment here whilst I sojourn this life. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And as you were talking, I don't know, do you have, how is your sleep? I mean, does God kind of speak to you in dreams or visions or anything?
Yes, sometimes, but my sleep hasn't been good in recent times, in the last month.
I was going to ask you that because it seems like I feel like the Lord wants to tell you that he's going to begin to work in your sleep to have, you know, more peaceful sleep. I see the angels ministering to you to sleep with your sleep, watching over you, and that maybe that's a reason why, you know, the enemy is kind of disturbing your sleep because he doesn't want you to be in that restful place with the Lord, that you can hear what he's speaking to you. So I just sense to tell you that I believe you're going to be entering into another place of rest with God, where he is going to begin to reveal some things to you, and the angels are ministering to you and will minister to you to sleep well, to receive instructions from the Lord. So, Lord, we just thank you for that. We just thank you that you begin to give her peace and to hear your voice and to be rested and relaxed in you, that she can receive what you're giving her in Jesus' name. And that, I just see, you know, I don't know, I just saw angels kind of just hovering over you as you sleep. So thank God for that. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank God. Thank you. Thank you for sharing. Thank you for praying.
Yeah.
May God
continue to
strengthen you and bless you and your family. And may
thank
he continue
you.
To empower you as you continue to do his work. God bless you.
Thank you. God bless you. Such a blessing to have you call in and be a part of the family here at Prophetic Grace Network. We are a different group of people. That's all.
Amen.
I can say. We're not the ordinary folks. So I guess that's why we really can't, like, you know, I know I'm not ordinary. I'm just a little, well, you know, the word says we are to be a peculiar people. And so, hallelujah, you know, when you're a little peculiar, you know, people look at you, but it's okay. As long as you're peculiar in Jesus, it's fine. It's okay. It's all right. So thank God for all that God is doing here. Amen. Is
you're
there anything
welcome.
Else?
Nothing. That's it. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Well, be blessed, and we look forward to next time, and just looking forward to what God's stirring up in you. He's stirring some things up.
Amen.
We're looking for the overflow of what he's doing for us to take part in that too. Amen. All right. Well, talk to you again soon. You be blessed. Have a great one.
Sure. Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome. Good night. All right. So we're moving on. And our next caller is 910-709. Who am I speaking with? Where are you calling from?
This is Sylvia calling from North Carolina.
Hi, Sylvia. Are we tonight?
Hi,
how
are you
doing?
Good.
I'm good. Hallelujah.
That's great.
Glory be to God. Oh, God, we just thank you. Hallelujah. I just saw as I was praying and speaking your name, Sylvia, I saw you pushing a plow. You know, I don't know too much about plows. I didn't grow up on a farm. I grew up in a city. Hallelujah. But I know you can push a plow. I've seen it on TV. I just saw a vision like you're pushing a plow, and it's some fertile ground. Hallelujah, where you got this plow at? It's fertile ground, and God is enabling you to have the strength to push this plow through this fertile ground because there is a harvest that's coming forth. Hallelujah. But the ground has to be plowed and it has to be fertile. So, and I see there are many lanes or ways, whatever you call them, these little things that have already been plowed. You know, there's some land that's already been plowed, and it's a reflection of what you've already done, or what you've already done by plowing land that God has given you. And so your land, your life, the people who are connected to you, there's been some plowing going on. There's quite a bit of plowing going on because I can see there's a whole lot of land that's already been plowed. And it's almost like you got this, you know, it's always going to be some land to be plowed, but it's almost like you come to a place where you realize, man, I have done some things and I have plowed some things and I'm expecting some things to come forth. When we plow, we plant. Hallelujah. We're not just plowing for the sake of plowing. We're plowing fertile ground because there's seed that's planted that's going to come up. And I see that I sense the Lord say, keep your hand to the plow. Hallelujah. Because there's nothing compared to what God is getting ready to do by your faithfulness and your continuousness to plow land when you haven't even seen anything yet come up in some of this stuff. Hallelujah. You haven't even really seen the manifestation of what you plowed and what you've sowed. But it's like God is saying, don't take your hand off the plow. Don't look at what you can see and can't see with your natural eye. Just know I'm going to bless it. Why? Because you've been faithful to keep your hand to the plow. So, Lord, we thank you for that. We thank you for your faithfulness to her. And her faithfulness to you, and that you are the one who will cause things to come forth. It's not us. I mean, hey, you know what? I planted some tomato seeds. I'm going to tell y'all how silly I was. I ordered these things off Amazon. So I'm looking at this this thing, and I'm thinking, they don't send plants through. They don't send tomato plants through the mail. I said, of course, these have got to be seeds, but I'm looking at these beautiful tomatoes. They had a picture of these tomatoes. I like, you know, I want some tomatoes. I want to grow those little tomato bushes because I think my mom and dad always had a garden. They had everything. And so I said, well, I want to grow some tomatoes. And so I saw this picture on Amazon of these little tomato bushes. You know, they had the, and I said, well, they don't send out tomato bushes. That's so silly. I'm thinking, these people aren't going to send me this. They're not going to send me any tomato bushes with tomatoes on it. Of course, I got these seeds. So I put these seeds in the ground, and I'm thinking, okay, so I plant the seeds, and, you know, some of them didn't come up. you know, she's laughing at me. You know, she's laughing at me. Hey, I'm telling you, even though, you know, laughing at me, I was just like, I was amazed that they would have these pretty pictures of these tomatoes. I'm thinking, why didn't they just put a picture of a seed, you know, the seed? Anyway. Oh, God, help me. So anyway, I got these seeds and I planted them. And so I'm saying that to say this. You know, I planted a lot of seeds because they sent me, like, these two packs of seed, and I planted them all in these pots, you know. But guess what? Sylvia, they didn't all come up. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Mm. And some came up later than others, even though they were planted at the same time. So I'm sensing to tell you that don't worry about what you put in the ground. It may not come up at the same time as the others, but God knows when they're going to come up. God knows when the seed that you've sown is going to mature. He knows when it's going to bear. Huh. God knows what seed we're going to sprout up out there in my pot that are going to produce tomatoes. But you know what? God knows what we planted. And when there's a time and there's a season for everything. So be encouraged. Your plowing is not in vain. Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank you. Hallelujah.
And we thank you for the encouragement that she will continue to receive just through the word of God. Just through the
word,
encouraging her. Don't take your hand off the plow. Plow on, sister. Plow on. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Glory be to God.
Hallelujah.
Woo! So
thank
how are we doing
Lord.
Tonight, Sylvia?
Well, I'm doing fine, but I'm calling for prayer for strength in my body. It seems as though I'm sort of like the caller before me, like sort of tired, but sleeping. Mm-hmm. I'm sleeping a whole lot. My body seems to be tired. I'm doing a lot more than I was before. God, I told you before, he sent me back to divinity school. So
right.
It seems like I can't see. It's like a transition, but I'm pushing. That's the plow for me, really. And
yes, you are.
The plow, and I'm pushing it, and every day, every time I have to go to school, I find myself. That's one thing that really has me on my knees, and I'm pushing though because he sent me there. And so I'm just praying for strength, like you said, to keep pushing
Amen.
That plow. Because,
Amen.
You know, it's difficult
Amen.
For me after all these
mm-hmm.
years.
Right. Yeah, and God, he sees that. He knows that. And that's why I think the part of the word was to find your encouragement and your strength in the word of God.
Right.
To remind you that he has equipped you, you know, he has equipped you. And yes, our natural body gets tired. Of course it does. I mean, I've got so much going on. Sometimes I told someone the other night all the things that I was doing, you know, I was working and we were chatting, and this lady, she was talking about, you know, some things. And I said, well, I'm involved with this and that. You know, because I said, I don't really like them throwing overtime on me. Like, I've been doing 52 hours a week. And, you know, what I really don't like is that, you know, yeah, that I just wake up, you know, the next morning and a few days I see they've changed my schedule. They've, you know, hours that I had, they've added to them. And I'm thinking, you know, and I was telling about, you know, that doesn't work well with me because I'm very busy. And I'm very busy. And she was like, whoa, you need some me time. I said, well, yeah, I do. And I said, but my me time is enjoying the fellowship of my family, and that's why I have my schedule set up like that so that I can step away, and in my me time is a we time, you know, me to encourage my grandkids when they're playing sports or to be a part of their activity. That's how I relax. That's how I rest. That's my me time because why? That's what I want to do. And so I find myself to be so busy in this season, but God is strengthening me because there's some other things he's told me, I know he's told me to do, and I'm going to do them,
mm-hmm.
you know. And God somehow has enabled me to continue, you know, to do some things that I know in my natural strength I just wouldn't be able to do. And so, Lord, we're going to speak that over Sylvia tonight, that you will continue to empower her and strengthen her, and the joy of the Lord is her strength. And take joy in the Lord, Sylvia, and you will be strengthened. Take joy in the thought that God saw you and said you could prevail. Take joy in knowing that God has trusted you to put your hand to the plow. I mean, and take joy in knowing that God is concerned about what he wants to come out of your life, and that joy that you get from that is going to be your strength, the joy of knowing that God chose you for this season, that God chose you for this opportunity, that God put his hand on you to be a light. Let her joy, the joy that she knows she receives from being chosen, will be enough to strengthen her in this season. So, Lord, we thank you. For the joy
thank
of
you.
The Lord is our strength. When they were building the wall, they knew that the strength that they needed came from the joy of being connected with a God who is all-knowing, all-powerful, who is able to cause them to do what they have called, he has chosen them to do, how he told them to build, how he's telling you to plow. He is going to strengthen you because you will joyfully do this and take joy in doing it for the kingdom of God. So strengthen her, God. Strengthen her for the journey. Strengthen her by the joy that she will receive by just doing the will of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father.
He could have chosen anybody, but he chose you, Sylvia. He could have chosen anybody, but he chose you. Take joy in the fact he appointed you, and he wants to use you for his glory.
Amen.
In this season.
Hallelujah.
When people are falling away, they're losing hope.
Yes.
They don't know which way to go. Like I told you, I think last time I was on, I was telling everybody, my neighbor right down the street committed suicide. Remember, walked into the room, he was dead. Lost hope. My God. There are people who have lost hope.
Thank you, Father.
Strengthen her. Let
thank you, Father.
Knowing you. Be her strength. And Lord, we pray over her. Anything that's not functioning the way it needs to function, let it function, God, for your glory.
Thank you, Father.
Let it function for her to continue to move into position, into place, into the places that you're calling her to, and the people and the lives that she's been, you know, set in position to touch. Strengthen her, Lord. Regulate, stimulate, my God, for your glory.
Thank you, Father.
Glory.
Thank you, Father.
Circulation, stimulation, nerve endings. Flow.
Yes.
Blood
thank
flow.
You,
I don't know what they said in Abaha. Stimulation, circulation, blood flow. My God, we thank you.
Thank you, Father.
My God, we thank you,
Lord. Hallelujah.
Any impurities, we ask that you wash it out. Hallelujah. Father God, wash it out, every impurity. Sylvia, do you drink a lot of water? Do you drink water?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, just continue to drink a lot of water. Do you and I know now these classes that you're taking, they're physical. You're going to a building, right? You're not online, right?
Yes. 30 minutes away. 2 days a week.
Okay. Yeah, that's right. You did say that before. If you had, perseverance. Yeah. So, yeah, just continue to, Lord, we just ask that her circulation, something about your circulation, Jesus, blood flow. God, we just thank you. Healing flow in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory. Just flush those things out of her body that's causing her to feel sluggish and stagnant. God, we just thank you. We just thank you.
Thank you, Father.
In Jesus' name.
Thank you, Father.
Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Father. Hallelujah.
You're so good, God.
Thank you, Father.
We're just going to be different. We're just peculiar. We're just going to believe God. We're just going to walk.
Yes.
We're just going to walk and talk and speak some things. Man, I tell you, you know, people are all right with you when you're kind of lukewarm. But when you have a lot of fire in you, people get a little uncomfortable. So, you know, but we're just going to be who God called us to be, you know?
Amen.
All right, Sylvia, is there anything else?
Thank you.
You're welcome.
That's it. That was a whole lot. Thank you. That was a lot. I needed that. Thank you. Amen.
All right.
Well, God bless you.
We'll talk to you later. You're welcome. All right.
Bye.
Good night. Amen. Hallelujah. Yeah, I'm telling you, I don't know what to say. I'm speechless. All right, let's go on to 903-918. Who am I speaking with, and where are you calling from?
This is Michelle from Texas.
Hi, Michelle. How are you tonight? Texas. Been on my mind this week. Texas has been on my mind this week. I don't know why. I don't know. I've just been thinking about Texas. All right, Father God, we just thank you for Michelle from Texas. Lord, we just thank you, Lord, for the perseverance. And Lord, we just thank you, Lord, that you are causing her to just continue to move in spite of what it looks like. I don't know, Michelle, I seem like I always get these images of just some, you know, like you can't see that there's just some stuff, you know, some clouds. But you know what? I see that God is saying, you don't have to worry about it. You don't have to worry about nothing because I've got you. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Tell me, Michelle, is there any kind of situations with your finances?
There is. I've been praying concerning my finances.
Okay, all right. Well, I just happen to see, you know, just, I don't know, that it's connected with where you are right now as far as money, your finances. And it's almost like I sense that there's money in the mist. You just can't see it yet, as if, you know, basically God is saying you may not be able to see the manifestation of your finances. You may not be able to see the breakthrough of what God is doing in your finances. But I just sense that it's money in the cloud. Glory be to God. My God, thank you. I just see clouds, and I just see dollar signs in the clouds. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. It's there. It may not seem to be manifesting at this time, but it's like God, it's almost like I sense the Lord say, press on through the clouds, because once you get through, you're going to see the manifestation of some financial things coming into play. So, Lord, we just thank you for that. We thank you, Lord, because, see, it's about your trusting in God. It's about your faithfulness. It's about not looking and being just captivated by what's going on right now, but it's about what God, it's almost like I sense that God says, I want her to trust me through the storm because the money and the provision is there, but you're not going to be able to access it until the manifestation of the storm has passed over or that you've gone through this thing. But the money, don't lose hope. God has a financial blessing for you. Just continue to focus in on him and know that God is faithful and that he will not leave or forsake. And we just call forth that thing in the name. I just see these dollar signs in the clouds. I mean, these clouds don't look good. They're not happy clouds. You know, I look out in the blue sky and I see happy clouds. You know, these aren't happy clouds. These are clouds of dismay. But it's almost like God says, there's money. You don't have. You just need to focus in on me because I'll get you through these cloudy days and I'll take care of you and I'll provide for you. And there are blessings in the going through these clouds. So, Lord, I thank you for that in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Amen. Praise God. I receive that word. Because I've been praying for provision. Mm. Glory to God. Mm. Hallelujah. Because there's something
Hallelujah.
I need to do, and I need provision. So, glory to God. Thank you,
Thank
Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Mm. Yeah, and you know, and things are getting, you know, it's just amazing to me how much things have changed over the last year, you know, as far as, you know, what we used to buy with a few dollars and what you can't buy much with a few dollars anymore, you know, and you couldn't buy much before. But it's like God is letting his people know that I'm going to provide regardless, you know. And so how's your, you know, what's your job situation like?
Oh, it's pretty good. Can't complain about it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Well, hey, that's a benefit right there in itself. But, yeah, I just saw these clouds, and I saw that, you know, I saw dollar signs, you know. So who knows what's getting ready to happen. Maybe something's happening with your job. I don't know. Do you enjoy your job?
Yes, I do.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm not saying I make a lot of money, but, you know, I enjoy it.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen. Well, who knows what God's going to do as far as bringing in, I mean, because like I was talking at the beginning of the show, is that, you know, I just had so many things, and I still have things going on. But I've just decided that I can't sit around and I can't fret about what I can't see and what I need. I just have to give it to God and know that he's going to take care of it. And true enough and sure enough, he did. You know, I've been dealing with a situation for a while, not knowing how I was going to take care of it. And God miraculously shifted things for me to be able to take care of what was needed to be done. Why? Because he's my father. I'm his child. And he has responsibility toward me. And when I submit it to him, I can trust in him. And I can know that he will provide. So, Lord, we just thank you that you will provide for Michelle. You will provide. You will cause things to shift for her in the name of Jesus. As long as she's focused in on the one who is the author and the finisher of her faith, the one who is the orchestrator of all things, as long as she recognizes that it's in God she trusts. Not man, not in what he can do, but what God can do and how he can touch man to shift things for us. So, Lord, I thank you. There's money in these clouds. There's money. And you know what's interesting, too, about clouds, Michelle, is that clouds, you know, we think of clouds, we think of rain. Why not let the money in the clouds rain down on Michelle? Ha. Huh? My God, when we think of clouds, when it looks like it's going to storm, why not it be a storm of rain and rain of financial blessing? Ha! Glory be to God. There's money that's coming through for you. We just believe it. We stand on it. We speak the word of God over it. We water it with our words of faith. Hallelujah. Water it with words of faith, Michelle. Ha! Say, I see it coming. It's coming. This situation is working out for my good. Why? Because I trust in God. Hallelujah. It might mean something to somebody who doesn't trust in God. Might mean a different way, but not for me. Because I trust in God. And I believe he's going to manifest and rain down financial blessings that I'll have benefit to use for myself and the kingdom of God. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory.
Let it rain.
My God, I see the rain. Them clouds are dark, but they are full of rain. And I believe God's going to rain down some things for you. Hallelujah. I'll pour down and overflow in the name. We call it forth in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Rain down, Father. Rain down for your glory.
Hallelujah.
Say, my God. I just got a thought about, you know, when Noah filled that boat with all that God, that ark with all that God had told him to fill, every this and that and whatsoever was on that ark. Yeah, it was raining. It was stormy. It washed out. My God, and I'm sure it was some ominous-looking clouds that were raining down, some fierce weather, some rain that was just washing stuff away. But I tell you one thing, when the break of day came, my God, when God was finishing what he started, it was a new day. It was a new season. It was new hope for a new people that were on a new place. So, God, thank you for whatever it is that you might be washing away in the dark clouds with this rain. You're preparing her for something new, for something beneficial in a new day, in a new place. It may not be physical, but even in a place in the spirit that you're going to rain down of what you want her to have. My God, we thank you for it. We give you glory. We give you honor. Hallelujah. And when you think about it, Michelle, too, I just thought about that hurricane. Sadly to say, those people are going to have to rebuild, but they're going to have to rebuild something new. Hallelujah. Hey, my God. God will allow things to come into our lives because there's some things he wants to do differently. There's some things he wants to do new. And God has to wipe away the old so that he can bring forth the new. So we just thank you for that in her life. And Lord, we pray even for those who are, like I was praying earlier, for the hurricane victims. That's just, you know, that's tragic to think that people live through that. So, Lord, let them have hope for a new day, for something new. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Anything you want to share, Michelle?
No, not tonight. Praise God. I just received this word. Amen.
Amen. Well, it's always good when God's in it. Hallelujah.
Yes, it is. Thank you, Father.
Yes, it is. It's always good when God's in it. All right. Well, what a pleasure talking to you again. We look forward, and whenever God does something and you want to share, just share it with us. It's all going to help us. It's going to benefit us all, you know, in the things of God and the kingdom of God. So be blessed. Enjoy your week, and we'll talk with you later.
All right. You be blessed, too. Good night.
All right. Good night. Amen. Moving on down the line here. Doggy, what do you want? I have my dog. He just coming up here like, what do you want from me? Do you want prayer too? All right, let's go to 90. Let's see, what is this? Let me look for something. Hold on one second, guys. JoJo, you're going to have to move, my friend. All right, let's go to 908-305. Who am I speaking with? And where are you calling from?
Angela Joy. Hello, this is Carol.
Hi, Carol. I haven't talked to you in a while. How are you tonight?
I am doing pretty well. Thank you.
Well, I am glad to hear that. Yes. You're in New Jersey. How are things up in New Jersey?
They're going pretty well. I can't complain. You know, and it's just some. I had to put things aside and put Christ number one in my life, and spend, you know, and it really makes a difference. You got to put Jesus number one, and he really makes a difference. And what your study was about, I wanted to comment on some of the studies that you had. I have some.
Oh, sure.
Okay, I don't know who's listening, but I'm a counselor, right? Okay, the counseling that works, guess what? If people go to Christian counseling, right, for addictions, 85-80% effective, period. They don't tell you this in the new, in there, and it works. So you know how people can't get off of drugs and all? When they go to Christian counseling with Jesus, number one, 80% of them stay off of drugs. They don't tell you that statistic. That is true. You know how everybody's stuck on fentanyl? They have people who are in counseling right now, and all the people on fentanyl addicted to it. So that's a pretty cool statistic just right there.
It is.
Mm-hmm. So we need to share these things. And also as far as some of the other things that you're saying, if people read, I'm into prophetic stuff, if they read the Bible and they read Revelation about the end times, everything, and I've been studying for years, everything that's going on points to the Bible, and it's accurate, 100% accurate, you know, with all the things in Revelation as far as the end times. And it's, they can't explain it away because it's all, you know, all the countries and all that are going to be involved with the end time coming, and it says it will be a falling away. So that shouldn't be anything new.
Amen. Amen.
And some of the stuff that they're talking about, I wonder where they get their statistics from. They've never asked you and I. I don't know. And all the statistics that they talk about, I never hear about it. That's another thing. Also, if people talk to the creationism, people that believe in the Bible, well, more. In fact, they said that now more the scientists. Hey, there's a good book that's out by Eric Metaxas. Are there? And I love it. Is atheism dead? Check it out, because Eric Metaxas is his name. He said that, you know what, the scientists in the medical world, because of you know, investigating the Bible and all that, he's saying that now they're all the proof that they have in science and medicine and thing like that are pointing to a God. So if they actually read the Bible, and that's a really good book, I got to read it. And it talks about, is atheism dead? Because there's so much proof that the Bible is real and God is real. And, you know, anyway, I can go on and on. So I always tell people, yeah, God is cool. And we as Christians should be able to tell people why we believe the way we believe, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty cool, isn't it?
Yeah, because, like you
God's
said.
God's real deal.
Yeah, he is definitely. And, I mean, just like you said, it's nothing that we haven't heard. You know, the word already lets us know there will be a falling away. But what does that tell us? That means that Jesus is soon to come, and that if we know the truth and we know this God that, you know, people have heard about and talked about, but we know him in the power of who he is, that lets us know it's time to share. It's time to do it in a greater magnitude than what we've done before. That's
never,
just a sign that we need
I'm
to get
telling
busy.
You, never, ever be ashamed of the gospel because it works. I mean, I'm telling you, I'm a counselor. What they do to help people out there, half of them I know are addicted to medications. They really, some of them don't even say it works. This is my world, okay? So they should ask me. I work out there. That doesn't help them out. All these people are on, are addicted to a lot of the medications and all that. I don't really think it helps too many people that I know, really, truthfully. That's my opinion. They could do whatever they want. I know that is why I feel very strongly about it. You know, I know God's healed me of anxiety. Praise the Lord, he's healed me of four hernias.
Praise
and
God.
In my world, I know people who were, hey, I know people that were healed. If you go into some of the inner healing type of churches and all, so many people have been healed of different sicknesses, diseases.
emotional issues, family issues, to the power of Jesus, God's forgiveness. I mean, there's just so much proof.
Oh, definitely.
But
definitely.
Let you know that. You
well,
know,
you know,
also,
it's also a sign, you know, like, you know, I think about some things that Prophet Randy has been mentioning about the merchandising, moving away from, you know, the things that God has placed us here to represent him in. We've moved away from that. So it's about merchandising. It's not about the power of God being made manifest. It's not, you know, it's not what it used to be. Everything, I mean, I am so tired of going on Facebook. I mean, y'all, this is a pet peeve with me, so I might as well just let it out. I am so tired of going on Facebook, seeing everybody saying they're a minister, holding up a bottle, holding up a this and a that, merchandising the things and the word of God. Buy my body. You sow this, you can get, I mean, there's this one woman that just turns me off. She comes on and she has this thermos. I'm like, what? She has this thermos that she holds up, and it's got her name on it and her ministry's name on it. Sow a seed, and you can get this thermos. Woman, I don't want your thermos. I can go buy me a thermos. Why do I need to think that your thermos is something that I need to help move into the things of God that I'm looking for? You know, if I want a thermos, I can go buy my own thermos and put my own name on it. I'll tell you what my son did. He gave me a thermos one time. And it was one of those glasses, those things that keep, you know, your water cold for 24 hours. You know those. You know. So anyway, he had my name put on it. I was so blessed by it. He put on there, woman of God, and you know, and it's me. He had a picture of me on there. It says woman of God. I mean, he's not even that like quote like you know into the things of God, but you know, if I want to have my own thermos, I want. That's something that I designed. I don't want what you got, and then you want me to buy it? You want me to sow a seed so I can get a thermos with your name on it and your ministry on it? You know,
crazy.
I'm thinking, and then she has these, I don't know, it's some other stuff she had. And I mean, you just go on Facebook, and you see these people, like, advertising and promoting
for the Lord,
themselves.
Advertising to people. Come on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it didn't even have a scripture on it. You know, okay, you got a thermos, and, you know, here it's got the word of God, you know, you can look at it. It didn't even have that on it. It had her information on it. Why do I want to do that? Because what are you doing? You're trying to promote yourself, you know. You're not trying to promote the things of God. I'm just so, it just bothers me.
But I have to say this is that also these are the reasons why Jesus is the real deal. There's no doubt it's the real, he's the real deal. And you know, and we as Christians, we, you know, not to be afraid, because it's a constitutional right. In fact, I'm on a Bible study. We read the word together, and they were saying that, you know, I think in Bayonne, New Jersey, pray for them that they're going to bring a Bible to school. And they said it's our constitutional right to do that, and they're going to do that in Bayonne. So pray about that, you know, that they
Amen.
Can bring the Bible to school. So pray for people out there, you know, that they've materialized, quote unquote, make everything about the money. And also another thing, there's just so much proof that the Bible is real. Just one example, if you study creationism, and I've studied all this stuff because I – truthfully, I'm such a detailed person. I got to have proof. And my thing is I've read and read and read and read and like more. There's more. If you keep reading the Bible, there's so much more proof that he's real, that the Lord is real. So anyway, like for instance, just one thing about the Bible, and it's so cool that they said that, here's just one thing. In the circle of the earth, it's in the Bible, okay, and of course, in studying about the Dead Sea Scrolls and all those things, there's proof that the Bible is real, right? All the archaeologists and all that. The more they study, they start to see that all the the towns that they talked about in the Bible, they found all of them. You know what I mean? All the stuff
right.
in the Bible is so cool. So anyway, one thing I could just share is, and it really was so impressive. the circle of the earth. Now, of course, you know, in the Bible it says the circle of the earth. Now, of course, they believed until, I guess it was discovered with Christopher Columbus coming to the United States, you know, discovering America, they thought the world was flat. So, of course, guess what happens? Well, they were in for shock. Of course, when that Christopher Columbus looking for the new world, quote unquote, didn't fall off the face of the earth, and that's why they didn't want to come over here. Of course, they discovered all the lands, and guess what? They discovered the world is not flat. They discovered that, just like the Bible said, the circle of the earth. That's just one proof that the Bible is real. Isn't that pretty cool?
Yeah, amen. The world is round. Amen.
So don't get me all riled up about it, because I know Jesus changed my life. So, you know, and we as Christians really need to, like Eric Metaxas, I got to read that book about Is Atheism Dead, about all the people that know that the Bible is more true than real. So, and I tell people, I said, listen, you don't hear about it because the media is, of course, they want to make money about all that stuff. The media as well, they, you know, they just close off the things of the Lord and all that stuff like that because they're out to make money. And I'm like, and I tell them all the stuff, and they're like, really? I'm like, yeah. And I tell them about Jesus and all the things. You know, it's cool. And the next thing, I just keep going on and on and on. You know, our universities, too, by the way, of course, they have an agenda. For some reason, some unknown reason, they really don't talk about in the people that I know that have go to college. In the universities, they, for some reason, have an agenda, maybe atheists or something. That's part of it. We need to get back to the universities and, you know, hey, listen, the people there cannot be afraid to talk about Jesus there in our school systems. You know, and of course in the school system, but we need to, it's part of what the Christian people did not do. We were sitting down and allowing everybody to take our rights away, and we need to get back up there, go to the school board meetings, tell them, no, you ain't going to have our children learning about all transgender stuff at 5 years old. I'm telling you, people in the school system, by the way, and it's happening. They, you know, have an agenda. It's a crazy agenda, and everybody's like, this is insane. Get out there, everybody, and go to your board meetings. Go to your place. As far as I know, in the United States, we still have a constitutional right for religious freedom, period. And, you know, if you have any problems with that, go to Billy Graham. They'll help you out. They'll get a lawyer to help you out. There's a whole bunch of stuff out there.
Yeah, I mean, I was telling someone the last time I think I was on, a friend of mine, she sent me some information about, what was it? It was Bible to School. And it is a nonprofit organization that works with a school system to help set up a program where you can have, well, they can have, you know, because they have these things after school, like, you know, the Satan Club and all that kind of mess. But anyway, there's a program that she sent me some information. I'm looking for it now. She sent me some information. I think it's called, I think I was talking to Sylvia last time, and I actually gave her the website information. I think it's called BibleToSchool.com. I'm looking for it. I can't. But anyway, she's trying to raise one up in our community where
there you go.
Where we will be busing these kids to programs, and they will be held at the elementary school, and they will be Bible classes. And
that's
I don't
right.
see it now, but I was going to give that to you. I'm looking for it. Let's see.
In Bayonne, New Jersey, they're gonna say that, and they were talking about that. Yeah, Bibles. Bring a Bible to school or something, and we have a constitution. We just sat back. See, God made it so easy for us. We just sat back, and we have our rights. We were not persecuted. There's so many people that were persecuted for their faith. Believe me, these people that don't want to believe in God, believe in Jesus. Well, you go to some of these countries and get persecuted every day and get treated like garbage. They're going to change their mind in a second. And you know what I'm saying? They in these countries where they do not have Christianity and what the Lord has. They get tortured and persecuted. Who would want that? What's wrong with those people? When that happens to them, they'll change their mind. Believe me, quickly. You know?
Well, you can actually, I did find the link. Somebody sent it to me. It's called Biblical Truth Taught to Children Attending Public School. It's a program called Bible 2andschool.com. And she sent me some information because she wants me to be a part of the prayer team to get this set up in our area. And
wow.
You involve, yeah, it's called BibleToSchool.com.
Let me just write that down, BibleToSchool.
Bible, the number 2,
cool,
school.com.
Yep.
And it's a program that, and one thing I can say about our school system here is really pretty cool is the fact that, you know, I substituted off and on, and I still do. I never have time anymore, but there are a couple schools here that, you know, I guess because where we're located, you know, the principal had no problem praying over the intercom every morning.
Amen.
That's just what he did. And they never had and he doesn't have an issue using the word or the name of Jesus. So
Amen.
Our community is a little different, whereas we're kind of off the beaten path up in here. And so there are people who've tried to definitely keep the word of God and Christianity in the school system. I cannot say that from where I came from in Orlando. I've noticed that their school system, before we even left, I mean, it was great restrictions. But at least I can say here there are not as many restrictions. And I think it's still going on. I mean, he would get up on the intercom in the morning, and they would pray, you know. And even when they said that's not allowed anymore, it was still going on up in here as far as last year, I know, because that's when I was still substituting. So, yeah, but anyway, I was going to say as I was talking, as you came on, I just saw, like, it's something that I saw that looks like placing you in a position where I just saw walking across. You were just being positioned that people would walk across your path or be able in a position where you were able to contact and connect with them to do some things that he's called you to do. So I just saw just many, you know, like different people walking across your path. Like God is saying, I'm positioning her that she will have access to some things that I'm telling her to do because I'm actually going to place people across her path that will enable her to do so. So, Lord, we just thank you for that, and we just believe that God will continue to just, you know, do what he needs to do in your life as you become, you know, an instrument that he wants to use in the earth. And, you know, thank you for sharing concerning those things with the, you know, with Christianity. And it just shows us that we're in a season where our light needs to shine brighter.
And also that
place,
I hear you. Yeah.
The things of God, the way we used to, you know, in the home, not there anymore.
He's an amazing God. He's there. Believe me, he's there. The media will have you believe he's not there, but he's there. Jesus is there.
He's definitely
the whole
there.
Way.
Oh, yeah.
In my world, that's what I see. And people are hungry because they just, you know, everybody's in, like, divorces, all the stuff. There's really nothing that they have any hope in. Everybody's hopeless.
Right.
But Jesus gives us hope, you know.
He gives
but
us
anyway,
hope. And we know that.
And
we know that. We
also,
have to share that. To
I
others,
tell them
you know, with others.
And I don't know if I've ever told you on this particular program. My dad had an out-of-body experience. Did I tell you that?
No, I don't remember that.
All right, my dad had an out-of-body experience when he passed away, but before he did, now this is proof that God is real too, because he had an out-of-body experience. He was pronounced, and if you look at the out-of-body, near-death experience, out-of-body experiences, people are atheists. What they do is they pass away, and what they do, they go to the next, you know, to heaven, and God's like, you're not ready to leave this earth, and they come back and they're healed, and they come, like some people that are atheists come to know Jesus. Yeah, absolutely. Check it out. The near death experiences, and people, they can't explain it. Even the medical world and scientific world are saying this stuff is real because they can't explain it away anymore, and they can't. And so people end up passing away, going into the next life. They either go to heaven or they go to hell, by the way. Some of them, and what happens is they come back, and they, if they've gone to hell, they're like, you got to get right with the Lord, because there is such a place as heaven and hell, okay? And the devil does exist. And my dad, like I said, had an out-of-body experience. He went and God told him it wasn't his time yet. He should have, he must have died for like 15, 16 seconds. And when that happens, it will make you put you into a comatose state. My dad didn't have no comatose state. He said his time was not up. He said it was the most beautiful place he ever been to. It's very peaceful. And he said, he told me, and I'm sharing with you, he said, believe in God because there is a God. And my dad had that experience before the near-death experiences. They have the same exact thing. He went through a tunnel, the light. He's seen his my grandparents, all the people that passed away. He said they were really young. They weren't sick. He's like, and he came back, and God let him stay for another month after that. And he said, it's peaceful. And he said, God told me to come back. And he did. He came back for about a month. And he was peaceful. You could see he was glowing with things of the Lord. It was amazing. And wow. There's many people that has happened to. Check it out. So that proves it's real. And many people, they can't explain it. When people have, passed away, quote unquote, and came back, they can't explain how somebody could be in another state. Like I'm in New Jersey. Somebody might be in another country, another state, and they can say exactly what happened when somebody passes on. You know what they say? They'll tell you exactly what they were wearing, what they were saying, and people that have been pronounced, dead, or they can see what's going on in the hospital rooms and everything. It's amazing. It's an amazing thing, near-death experiences. Check out Sid Roth. It's Supernatural. You heard of him?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, I have something on my page right now. I've been listening to the prophetic declarations usually about every Monday. I don't know if you're familiar with Prophet Joshua Giles. He's a prophetic. It's awesome. And it's so funny because I listen to him, and it coincides with some things that Prophet Randy has been releasing over the past several months. And it's almost identical to some of the things that God is showing Joshua Giles. So it's almost like God, he is preparing his people, and he's letting us know that we don't have to fret the way the world frets. We don't have to worry like that. We do not. And there are some things that, Prophet Randy has been releasing over the last few weeks. And I listen to Joshua Giles. Sometimes he doesn't come on Monday with a prophetic word, but usually he has something that comes on every Monday. I get his information, and he has a prophetic thing that he releases every Monday. Usually when God shows, he doesn't get on, he's quick to say, I'm not getting on. If God hasn't released something in to me to release to you, I just don't want to do this as some sort of habit or format. But usually he says, but if God releases something to me, I will be on that Monday, and I will share it with you. And so there are times he hasn't come on, called a prophetic forecast, and it's amazing how what he is releasing is almost identical to what Prophet Randy has been speaking over the last month. So God is doing something awesome. We can be encouraged. We are a part of the body of Christ, who are seeking after the things of God, who are walking after the things of God and are trusting in God. We do not walk as the world walks. We walk with hope. We walk with an understanding that we serve the Almighty God and that he will take care of his people. Not to say there will not be persecution, because there will be persecution. Even in the early church, of course, we will be experiencing some things that are similar to what people experienced in the early church. I know that because I have talked to the Lord about some persecution lately, and he was saying, why not? There was persecution for the early church. There will be persecution for this church. Why? Because those who are not, a part of the body like what we just talked about, there's going to be an increase of people who do not know God, who are not interested in God, and will attack the things of God. So there will be persecution. And as you can see, and we can expect, because the church, the people are dwindling, the numbers are dwindling as far as the people who are turning to God. That's why it's so important that we be the light, because there are people still searching for God. Not everybody's going to just turn their back and walk away and say there is no God. But there will be a people who will not trust in God. But those who are seeking and are searching, we are to increase the light. We are to release the word, because they are in search of the things of God. But yes, there will be persecution. Just get ready, folks. There's going to be persecution. So anyway, I just had to release that. But anything else you want to share, Carol? I think she dropped. Carol, are you still there? I think she – are you still there, Carol? I can't hear her anymore. I see she's still on here. Let's go back.
Hello?
Carol, are you still
Hi.
There?
We
yeah,
just dropped.
I don't know what happened.
We just dropped. Thank you. Yeah, I was saying that, you know, it's the people really from the media and all the things that people hear and all the stuff that they're throwing at us, definitely from the internet for sure. And Satan, you know, remember we have an adversary, right? Satan comes to kill, steal, and destroy, so we have to know his things that he does. And people really have to know that, of course, we have Jesus above that, but we need to know who we are in Christ. We need to read the word, pray, and God will guide us and show us the way. But, you know, God is real deal. He's so real. I have had so many different experiences that happened to me. That's unbelievable, that he's more real than you can imagine, more real than not real.
Oh,
you know?
Definitely he is. Definitely
we need to
is.
Be able to share the miracles we've had and the things that God has done in our life, you know. And anyway, what were you saying? Because I did get kind of knocked off.
Yeah, I was just saying, you know, that's just the season that we're in. We can expect persecution. I mean, because first of all, we're going to be in a season where there are people who will not walk with God. They will have no interest in God, and they will persecute the church. Just like, and there are people who are, quote, named as being a part of the church, will persecute others who are seeking God in a whole different way or level than they are accustomed to, that comes against their tradition. So we'll even experience persecution from them. And I personally can say I have experienced persecution from those who are, quote, in the church, the traditional church. Why? Because I'm believing God to be who he said he is, and they are not understanding that. I'm not, you know, a part of the format, the form, the tradition. And so there's persecution even within the body of Christ. And so even Jesus experienced that, you know? So what's new? I mean, it's just something that's going to happen. It's coming to pass. Be ready, people. Be ready. That's like I said, I love, you know, getting those forecasts every Monday, because I just love how they're connecting with what I'm hearing here with Prophetic Grace Network, what Prophet Randy is releasing over us. It's lining up right with what this young man is saying and what God is showing him. And so get ready, be prepared, and let your light continue to shine, because there are people who are in need of hope. So many hurting people.
We need to be able to be there to help, to be there
Definitely.
As a representative of Jesus Christ, be our ambassadors for Christ. We have a great message.
Yeah.
Are you kidding? My goodness. But, you know, we got to
just
we
do.
Trust him. But anyway, if you could, thank you, if you could continue to pray for, of course, I'm getting some, I've been looking for a job, and God's been opening up some doors. So if you could just pray for me for that.
Okay.
Yeah, thank you.
All right. Well, Father, we just thank you for, like I said, I saw earlier people crossing your path, kind of different, you know, just, I just saw somehow you're like walking toward a crossroads, and so to speak, and as you walk toward it, I just saw different figures crossing the path, like you're going to intersect with certain ones. You're going to intersect as you can intersect as you continue to walk forward, and that there are people already
been placed to connect with you, and they're going to cross your path. So, Lord, we just thank you for that, even though we may not know exactly what that means as far as what aspect of it. But my sister here, Carol, has expressed, you know, desire for, you know, occupation that would be beneficial to the things that you've already placed in her to do so that it can benefit others in the kingdom of God. So, Lord, we just thank you for those coming to fruition. We thank you for those connections being made so that she can go forth and to do the things that you called her to do, occupational-wise, ministry-wise, by the gifts and the callings and the talents that you've already placed in her life. We give you glory. We give you honor because, Lord, we know that we are in a season where you are going to connect for the body of Christ. You're going to connect because there's some things you want to see come to pass. You want them to come more. You want them to come to pass even more than we want them to come to pass. So, Lord, we thank you because we know that you're God and you want us to be blessed because we become a light. We become an example of the Father that we serve and the Lord Jesus, that who is our deliverer, our Savior, our everything. So, Lord, it's so important that we understand that this is so much about you. Even though we benefit from it, God, it's really about you for your glory. So we thank you, Lord, for the connections being made that Carol can walk right into the place, occupational-wise, spiritual, ministry, whatever it is you have for her. We thank you for the connection as she continues to walk forth to that place of connection in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
I don't want to take too much more time, but the Lord is absolutely connecting with people, which is miraculous, unbelievable.
Amen.
It's taken a while, but, you know, sometimes it takes a while for God wants for what he wants us to do. It doesn't always happen overnight. It doesn't. Sometimes it does, but it's always in God's time, but he absolutely is opening up doors, and I'm like, wow, this is great. But I'll keep you posted as it goes on, and God is good.
Yes, he is. All right, Carol. Well, thanks for sharing, and good to hear from you. And we look forward to what, you know, what God's doing, and we'll be talking with you next time.
Okay. Thank
Amen.
You so much. God bless you. Angela.
All right.
Joy.
Good night, Carol. Bless you.
Thank
you, talk with you later.
Bye-bye.
Good night.
Bye-bye. Good night. Thank you.
Amen. Hallelujah. God is good. All right. Well, I have more. I got a few people on here. Guys, if you want you want me to pray with you, please press 1, and I will be more than happy to pray with you and to share with you and have you share, you know, share some thoughts about what, you know, was said earlier in regards to, you know, what's going on here with our world, with the turning away of from the things of God, from faith in God, from trusting in God. And, you know, there are people who are just walking around without hope, you know, and now they're saying there's going to be an increase of people not believing in anything. Can you imagine? I can't imagine living my life not believing in God, not believing that there's something that's out there that has been planned for me by the one who created all things. It's just baffling. So anyway, if you're on here, there are several more. If you're on here, you want to connect, press 1, and I'll be happy to pray with you. You can share some things. If not, we can call it a night because, hallelujah, I got quite a few left, though. Hallelujah. Press 1 if you want to come on and pray with me. Hallelujah. God is good. He's an awesome God, and I'm looking forward to, you know, God doing some awesome things in the seasons to come. All right. So, amen, amen. So, it's been a good night. I got a hand that came up. All right. So, let's see. It's been good. God's been moving. He's talking. He's speaking. I'm just here trying to be obedient to what he wants to say. Hallelujah. So, let's go to 662-806. Who am I speaking with and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Cynthia from Mississippi.
Hi, Cynthia from Mississippi. How are you tonight?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good, Cynthia. It's good to hear your voice. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. This had a word. Let me look it up for you. I don't know if I've given you this word before. Sometimes that happens because it's almost like God wants to repeat what he said so that he makes sure we get it. So, you know, sometimes you know how we as parents, we'll say something and we're like to our children, did you hear what I said? So, Lord, we just thank you for Cynthia tonight. Cynthia, as I was saying your name, I heard the word propagate or propagation. So let me just look up that. I don't know if I've ever given you that word before. I don't know what. Hold on. Let me just pull it up. All right. So it means to promote. To transmit. One of the definitions is to promote an idea, to reproduce, and reproduce by natural process, to propagate, to, let's see, what else does it say here? All right, to procreate, to increase, to multiply, to reproduce, hallelujah. So with that, I believe that the Lord is saying to you, Cynthia, that, you know, there are some things God has given you to do that he wants to encourage you to continue to grow and to spread and to send forth for others to benefit from. Like even as we were talking earlier about people falling away from the faith, not having the word of God in their heart, not understanding that there is a God that we need to trust in, we need to have faith in, that he is who he said he is, that he is the creator. And there are people walking around thinking that we're just, you know, we just happened here and that there was no creation, there was no God, there was no creator. And so with that, I just sense that God is wanting to use you in this season to propagate the word of God, in not in just by word, but by demonstration. And so, Lord, we just thank you, Lord, that her light so shines that the word, that the life of God will propagate into the atmosphere, into the lives of those who are with her, maybe some that are not even connected with her, but that her words and her life will propagate the things of God to come forth, to grow and to manifest for the kingdom of God. So Lord, we just thank, and not even just that, but even for her own growth in the things of God, concerning the blessings of God, concerning the benefits from God that God wants to propagate in her life. He wants to multiply in her life. He wants that thing to grow in her life, for her blessing to come forth, because that also represents God using you as an example, as a light to cause others to realize there is a God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. My God, that he is a God who takes care of his own, that he is a God that allows things to propagate, to grow, to manifest, to multiply in our lives personally, so that the word of God will be seen in action and not just word. Indeed, not just by a written thing on a page, but that it is alive and it is active, and the word of God is sharper than any two-edged sword. So, God, we thank you for propagation coming forth in her life and in this season of her life. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Thank you for propagation. Thank you for growth. Hallelujah. So how's it going, Cynthia?
It's going fine. I also wanted a prayer for my daughter and her family who's traveling over the next few days.
Okay.
They traveled to Texas. And
they
live
Texas?
Here. Yeah, they went to Texas, and
okay.
They went for a funeral, and so
just their safe travels.
All right. Well, thank you, Lord, for safe travel for her daughter, her and family. We thank you, Lord, for guiding and leading along highways and byways, any obstacles or plots or setups from the enemy. We dismantle the tactics and the strategies in the name of Jesus by the word of God. We come against every foul, wicked thing that would try to hinder, stop, or block, or create any sort of unnecessary circumstance to take place. Lord, we thank you for the blessings of God being upon them. We thank you for the angelic beings even guiding and leading and protecting them. We thank you that all harm and danger be away in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, as they have a smooth, clean journey without obstacles and situations in Jesus' name. We thank you for that. We thank you for that. In Jesus' name. And even as they go, you said they went for a funeral?
Yes, And he's going to be ministering.
Oh, okay. Praise God. Well, I was about to say, and even as they go, I just sense to say, let them shed the love of God and share the love of God and to those who are hurting in this situation. Let the word of God come forth, that healing will be made manifest, that those who are feeling the hurt and the pain of a loss that will be healed, and I was going to say healed by their lives, by them being there and the word of God being released there in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father God, that you're sending them for comfort. You're sending them with a word of peace and a word of restoration. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Thank you, God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Yes, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Let them go forth and bring peace. Bring peace and comfort in this season, in this time. Well, how are you tonight?
I'm doing good. When you were praying, got that word propagate, the first thing that picked clicked in my mind was my book that was released this year, and so I just feel like that may be connected to that.
What's the book? What is the book?
It's called Shattered. It's my life, a portion of my life. And
I'll have to look for it. Where are you selling it at?
Spawn and Barnes and Noble, and it's by Cynthia Knowles.
Wow, I'll have to go on, and it's called Shattered?
Shattered, huh? And it has a heart on the front of it, and glass shattered on top of it.
Huh. Wow.
How long
has it been out?
Since February 14th.
Wow, that is cool. So I just have to ask personally, how long did it take you to write that book?
It took me about a year to write it.
Anything you want to share with anyone who's listening that might be interested in getting that book?
Well, it's first of all, it's kind of a story. I wish I could find the word because Randy Chandler gave me a word on it. And I died to that book, and I had written it, and I died to it, and I couldn't even find the copy, and I just knew it wasn't going to happen, and I just said, God, that's okay. And Randy Chandler and Dennis, when he was on, gave me a word about it, that this was maybe the first one was the way it wasn't supposed to be written, and then the second one would be the way it was supposed to be written. And I wish I could find that and so he could play it. But I told him, I said, well, I can't even find it, you know. But the Lord, to my doctor, I moved to Florida, and then the doctor I went to, I had never been to Florida before, and the doctor looked at me and said, when are you going to write that book?
I'm sorry. You faded out. What did the doctor say?
The doctor looked at me and said, when are you going to write that book? Did you hear me that time?
Yeah, I heard you. Can you hear me?
Yeah. Yeah.
I was saying, did he know you were writing a book?
It was her. She. No. I'd never even seen this lady before. And never,
oh,
it was my first visit to her. Yeah, just moved there and never been to Florida before. And she just stopped in the middle of asking me health questions and said, when are you going to write that book? And what? My daughter was with me and we just looked at each other and said, what? But so anyway, I knew after everybody kept asking me that I was supposed to write this book. And so I said, Lord, you'll have to give it to me again because I don't even have a copy of it. And he just started letting it flow. And then after about a year, it was all ready to go to the publisher. And I mean, it moved throughout the whole thing. And it's about my life when I was small, but it was mainly about my life with my husband, and which was a domestic violence situation. But it's
mm-hmm.
about love and forgiveness. And
that's
it's
amazing.
On Barnes & Noble and Amazon.
Well, I'll have to look for it. So how do you feel that word propagate intertwines with that?
Well, how you were saying that my words would go out to the people. And it's really, it's available around the world. And,
wow.
Yeah. So
cool. God is amazing.
Yeah. Yeah, it's his book and he's
amazing.
He did it, so.
Yeah, and it's all about being obedient to what God tells us to do. I've got to learn to be more obedient. You know, sometimes you think that it's just you, you know, your mind, your thoughts, you know, telling you things. But, you know, you knew right when that doctor, you know, said that was like,
wow.
Oh my gosh, confirmation.
Yes.
I need to move on this. That is amazing.
Yes. It was definitely
amazing.
Oh my amazing.
Gosh. Definitely. Yes. So I will look for that. And,
thank you.
Yeah. And so you said you released it in February, right?
Right.
Amen.
February 14th.
Gosh. Wow. You know, and that's an aspect, you know, I told somebody the other day, they were telling me, you know, I've had people tell me about writing a book. And I was like, well, my book was kind of, my book, you know, I've numbered people over the years. And I'll just be honest, I haven't been obedient to follow through with it. And I just basically, you know, I start journaling and then I stop. And then I came to the conclusion the other day, I said, well, I don't know, God, if you really want me to do this, then I'll do it. Because it's going to be a tell-all book. You know, it's going to be one of those books that, you know, and I said, these people are still living. And I don't feel led to change the name. So unless you tell me to change the names, and I was like, you know, I don't know. So, yeah, it'll be a tell-all book, so I'm just waiting to see. And and when you're talking about domestic violence, then I can definitely identify with that aspect because that would be a part of what I would be talking about in the book. And so I've been able to see, you know, firsthand the healing that God can bring through something like that, from situations like that. In fact, yes. Interesting that you would say that, because you're just, I guess, just yesterday, I believe it was, I was, you know, lying down, and I think I just awakened, and my mind went to a particular incident that happened in my life, and I hadn't thought, I don't know why I thought about it, because I hadn't thought about it in years that I can remember or really dwelling on it. It may have crossed my mind. And, you know, it was a horrific thing. You know, it was a horrific thing. And it was like the Lord was saying, do you know how many people out there, you know, that could have ended their life with what happened to you? You know, how this person did this to you? There are people who could have just, they would have given up, you know. They would have just, because it came to destroy you. It came to demean you. It came to wipe you out. To the point, I'll just have to say it was such a traumatic thing that happened to me that it threw me into a state of shock. And I remember hiding, you know, I remember running and hiding because I was just like in a state of shock, and to the point where the Lord was saying to me, he says, that situation came to destroy you. But look what I've done with you through all of this. Look what I've done for you. So don't focus in on what I can't. Don't focus in on what the devil is telling you I can't do. He says, because that came to destroy your life. And, you know, I was like, God was just reminding me how he's kept me and how, you know, and I think I was thinking about it when I was thinking about the young lady down the road who took her life. And it was like, that's kind of like what the enemy wanted, had plotted for you, to just bring you to a point where you would just say, that's it, I can't take it anymore. But you held on to me. And because of that, I saw you through. And now it is, I'll honestly say, Cynthia, it's a vague memory. It's like I had to really think on that thing to just remember. But when I did, I could sense and feel even now the pain of what it was to experience something like that. But, you know, he was just letting me know, I've taken you through. I've brought you through so much where the enemy wants to take you out. But you're still here, you know. And people need to hear that, Cynthia. So awesome you have a book out, you know, because people need to hear, you know. It encourages them to know, I can go forth, I can come out of this. I just have to focus in on God. So praise God.
Well, while you were talking, I just realized something that I never even thought about. I did not have anything to do with the release date. My publisher did that. But it was February the 14th, the day of love, and it has a red heart on the cover.
Isn't that amazing?
The heart is shattered and chained, but it's a red heart, and never click all this time that was a connection there.
Amazing. But, really? So, yeah, but when you said it about the heart and then you said February the 14th, you know, I immediately like, oh, cool, you know? Wow.
Yeah, just now clicked for me.
Praise God. Well, there are so many hearts that have been chained and broken. And, wow, just symbolic to the real love that we all need, the real love. You know, it's not some February 14th day, but the real love of Christ, you know.
Right.
He can really, but see, people can identify with that, though, how God used that, you know. They can identify with that. How awesome. God is just, he's just awesome. Amen.
He sure is.
Thank you for sharing.
Oh, you're welcome.
Yeah, one day maybe, I don't know, I have to wait on God to see what he wants me to do with that particular situation.
Well, don't be surprised if doctors start asking you when you're going to write it.
Well, I've had people, actually, I've gotten prophetic words, you know, that said, you know, you know, there, and I've had people say, there are books in you. Yeah, because, and, you know, and more than once or twice, you know, I've had people just say that to me. But I have not been disciplined enough to sit down and just journal and write. And I was talking, it's funny that you would bring that up because just, was it last night or night before last, I was working, and I work from home, and I was in a chat, in the chat at work, and we were the only two people, I think, that were on, because my particular office that I work with is out of Fort Myers. So Fort Myers was hit by the hurricane, and several of those people, including my team leader, they have no communication. I think he just got back on. But the rest of the group, they can't get on. They have no power. They have no water, electricity, nothing. They were hit directly by the storm, by the hurricane. So we were the only two on the other night. She's out of, let's see where she stands. I think she moved from Florida to somewhere else. And we were just talking about it, and she said she just published her book. And I was like, oh, really?
Oh.
And she was like, yeah. And so here we are. Talking about this, and she was saying how I'm trying to think what she said the book was about, but I could tell she's a Christian. She was, I could tell, and I don't know if it had anything to do with what she went through, as far as kind of like what we're talking about. But she did mention abuse. She did mention, yeah, she did. So it's amazing that we're talking about a book again, almost like the same subject a couple days, a few days later. So interesting.
Wow.
Interesting. Yeah, because she was telling me, I'll have to go back on the chat and see if I can find, she gave me, I think I took a picture of her number, and she told me to reach out to her and call her, and I was asking her about how she, did the book, and she says, just start journaling, just start writing, whatever.
Yeah.
And just write it down. And she says, you'll be amazed at how once you start that, things will just start to connect.
Yeah, just ask the Lord to do it and then start. That's what she said.
Yeah, that's what she said. So very interesting that, a few days later I'm talking about kind of the same thing. And I think her book also is on Amazon. I have to look at my phone because I did take a picture of what she put up there because she gave me her email address and phone number. I think she may have put the name of the book up as well. And, interesting. Well, God bless things upon it. So, Cynthia, and we just look for God to just begin to just propagate.
Amen.
Yeah,
Thank you.
That word goes out. Yeah, to touch people. There are shattered lives all over the place that need they need hope. They really do. There's just, and you know what? I was thinking also about what has happened with the hurricane, and just thinking of people who don't know God. Who are going through situations like that. Without a knowledge of who God really is, and I'm believing that God is going to touch some lives, that they're going to come to a point where they understand, I need God. I need God.
To get through
some situations. Yeah, because if you kind of look at, I look at it, I was the lady who, one of the girls that young ladies I talked to, who lives in Fort Myers that was directly affected by it, her place was safe. She just was without electricity. And, but she says, she took some pictures and she sent them to me. And I'm telling you, those boats, those homes, it's almost, she was basically, I'm not trying to be, I don't know what the word would be, but, I went to Sanibel Island, years and years and years ago. Sanibel Island is out from Fort Myers. It's an island that, a lot of people who have wealthy, they live on it. And at Sanibel, Captiva, I've been out, down that way, on the island. And I don't know if you've watched the news or seen the news, but there's only like one way in and one way out. and I think it's from something that Tiva. I think it's Sanibel. There was only one. And I remember that bridge. I remember us riding on that road. It's one way in and it's one way out. So that road, if you Google it, if you see that road, it is completely wiped out. There is no There's no way into Sanibel anymore. That road is basically gone. So those people who are very wealthy, who have wanted to, and I told her this, and she's like, wow, you're right. You know, she was saying they went to Sanibel to be isolated away from the rest of the community because of their wealth, because of their lifestyle, because of their yachts, because of their homes, and they built them on the beach. And I was telling, and it was so interesting because I typed back to her, now they are truly isolated. They have, they wanted to separate away a lot of people. I'm sure there are Christians out there too. But there are some people who want to separate themselves away from other people. Now it's totally separated. They have no way in. The only way you can get to the island is by air. So they're going to have to drop supplies. They're going to have to bring food to them because now I know that St. Sanibel does have some stores. They had some shops and stores like that. But it's basically a, it's their own world. They have no way out now. It's washed. The road is washed completely away. In basic areas, it's just like it wasn't even there.
So, oh, my God.
Yeah, so it's just like, you know, we're living in a world where people, they're just that, you know, God is speaking. I'm just, that's it. God is speaking. You know, it's just a season where God is really speaking. And there are people I know that need, they need hope. They need to know there is a God. You know, you can build, you can have this, and you can have that. It can all be gone in a moment. But if you don't have God, what do you have? You have nothing. You have nothing. Yeah, it's pretty tragic. I was really caught up in it because, of course, I'm a Floridian. I mean, I'm from Florida, so, and I was there, you know, I grew up there, so I was so, like, kind of caught into what was going on there because I have friends and some family still in Florida, in Orlando. It kind of threw me because that city never flooded. I mean, never. People are saying it's not what it used to be. It's like we don't know where this water came from. They built up everything, you know, and everything is, you know, I was listening to the Weather Channel, and they were saying how, you know, the root system of vegetation and trees, how that will keep flooding at a minimum or will help with flooding. Well, they've dug up everything and put concrete down. So now it's flooding, you know? And so it was amazing.
I was in Claremont, Florida. I was in Claremont, Florida. Yeah. When I got asked about my book. But.
Oh, okay. Yeah, Claremont's up above Sarasota. Like, I didn't go too much on that end. My family was mainly in Miami, Fort Pierce, you know, Orlando.
Oh, okay.
That, yeah, but I didn't go much on the Gulf side, but I had been far, I think far down as, I think Sarasota, and then I did go to Sanibel, you know, on a vacation one time, but as far as on that side, but that's beautiful on the Gulf Coast over there.
Oh,
but
it's right near Orlando, Claremont.
Right,
yes.
Yeah, Claremont's only, I think, what, about an hour and a half from Orlando?
About an hour and a half.
Yeah, I've been over to Clearwater, and I've been to Sarasota, because I think that's somewhat, and I went to Longboat Key. I had never been to Naples or Fort Myers, but except for that vacation, which is out from Fort Myers, which was Captiva and Sanibel. So, yeah, we're living at some times now, I tell you.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, let me give you my last name.
Mm-hmm.
Let me give you my last name so you can find the book. It's K-N-O-W-L-E-S, Knowles.
Okay.
Cynthia Knowles.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, Knowles. Okay. I will definitely look for that book. Now that I have a whole lot of time to read, I sure wish I did.
It's a quick read. Like, it's a quick read. It's good for like or a flat read. It's a very it's a quick read.
And you
has
know,
a
that's
lot in
good,
it,
because you know what? People like that. You know, people not having a whole lot of time to spend on things. You know, like that. Yeah, it's that's awesome. Is it on audio?
You know, I don't know. I don't know. I know it's on,
okay.
It's on, like you can get it for a Kindle, you know, or something
Kindle.
Like that, but I don't,
yeah.
I'm not
mm-hmm.
sure if it's on audio. I don't think it is on audio yet, but.
Okay, well, I can get it Kindle because I just got a new, Fire, my third Fire. I think the grandkids have a Fire. Yeah, so I got a Kindle. I mean, the Fire tablet or whatever it is. So that's where you can pick up Kindle. As a friend of mine, another, this is so interesting about this book thing, because another friend of mine, she just released the book last month. And it's on Amazon as well. 40 Days of Prayer. Or something, 40. Yeah, she's a real prayer warrior, so she's come on sometimes and listened and been on once with me before, but she just released her book about a month ago on prayer. And so
awesome.
God is using his people, yeah. All right, well, thank you so much for sharing, and that's
well,
amazing.
You.
God's doing some awesome stuff in our lives, and we can just look forward to some other stuff coming forth. In Jesus' name, we receive it. All right, Cynthia, well, we will believe for safe travel for your family, and we look forward
for the propagation
of things that you're going to be involved with for God to move you on up into your assignment, your destiny.
Yes. Yes.
And
I got one more prayer request real quick.
Mm-hmm.
Just for, I am on a list for, and I've had Randy pray, but I want as much prayer as I can get. I am on a list for an apartment, and I just want favor that I get moved to the top of the list. To the top of the list, that God will just move me to the top of the list supernaturally.
Amen. As you were saying it, I saw a shuffling of some papers. My God, as you were saying it, I just saw the shuffling of some papers. Glory be to God.
Mm-hmm.
My God, thank you, Lord. So, Lord, we just thank you that you will shift some things, that you will cause some things to be shifted, and the shuffling of the papers, Lord. I don't know what that means, and maybe you're being shuffled right on up to the position, to the front. Hallelujah. Glory be to God.
Lord.
So thank you, Lord, for divine intervention. We thank you,
Lord,
for divine intervention, for you setting up a strategy for this thing to come to pass, for her to be settled and her to be put into a place where she feels she's settled. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And so, Lord, you want us settled. You want us to feel that we are connected and that we are stable. So, God, we thank you for that. We thank you that you will move her to where you want her to be positioned at, to receive this favor of getting this place to live. It is your will. We know that it is your will. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. That she be settled and she be positioned to receive all that you have for her, and to feel that and to know that and to be secure in that and in you, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. We shuffle those papers so that Cynthia can get right at the top. Hallelujah.
Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. All right. Well, that's exciting.
Hey, you know what?
The Lord said to me the other day, and I felt like he said to me, you know, all the things that we go through, Cynthia, and sometimes it can feel so just like out of sorts, you know. And it's like he says, just take a different look and a different approach. Just think how exciting it is to be in a situation where you can always expect the move of God. My God, I was like,
wow.
I need to look at that like that. He says, don't look at it so much as just being, you're just, you know, just stuff going on. Just think how exciting it can be for you to just say, God, how are you going to work it out this time? Hallelujah. What's he going to do this time? To be in expectation of how he's going to do it the next time. Hallelujah.
Yeah. Thank
That's
you, Lord.
Exciting. Jesus.
Yes.
You know, we look, he told me just take a different view of it. Instead of looking like, oh, you know, I've got to wait on this and we've got to go through this and we've got to go. Look at it as God is already in the mix and you're just on the edge of your seat waiting for how he's going to change it and the excitement of being a part of what God is doing. My God.
Yeah.
Mm. Jesus. You know what? If we walk and we took that mindset like that, half of the fretting, half of the feeling of this being disoriented, half of the feeling of feeling like you're just out there somewhere will just dissipate when we just get into the whole environment of excitement that God is about to do something, and I'm hanging on the edge of my seat waiting for the manifestation of what he's about to do next. My God, that's what God spoke to me. He just says, don't look at it that way anymore. Look at it as being an exciting thing. Glory be to God. An exciting thing.
Wow.
Just to know that God is about, and you're going to be a part of this move, this excitement. You know, like when you're going out somewhere and you're, I'm not a football fan, but just an example, you know, they're about to make a touchdown. They're down, what is it, the 1, 2, 3, 4, and then you know they got to make it then. And then you're hanging on the edge of your seat because you're like, they're gonna do this. This is the time. You're hanging, waiting, and ready to see them cross over and make that goal. God says, hang on the edge of the seat like you're waiting for me to make that goal. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Lord.
I mean, it's football season. Touchdown.
Yeah. Both
and
arms
like,
up. It's good.
Glory. Hallelujah. Both arms up.
Praise
hey,
God.
Cynthia, that's a revelation right there. Both arms up, girl. Both arms. What is that? Touchdown. That's also surrender and praising God. Hallelujah.
Praising God. Oh, my
goodness. Woo. Touchdown.
Ooh, I've got chills.
Yes, he told me to stop looking at stuff like that. Oh, I've got to go through this. Oh, this is not, oh, what's next? Be on the edge of your seat with expectation how God's going to do it this time, because he's surely going to do it. It's not like he's not going to do it. We just need to hang on for the ride because he's going to do it. Glory to God.
Woo! Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus.
Thanks.
Thank you, Lord.
Woo! Glory.
I'm never going to look at a football game the same.
I love that. Both hands up. My God.
Yeah.
Yes, Lord. Both hands up. Woo!
Yeah.
This is better than being in a football stadium. I got both hands up. Woo!
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, that's awesome. Woo! Yes, yes.
Oh,
you, it's just how we look at things. It's the approach, you know, how God wants us to stay in a frame of mind, in the spiritual frame of mind, that God's got this. It's just a matter of time. We're just waiting with anticipation, with excitement. You think about the crowd of witness, crowd of witnesses that are hanging over the balcony of heaven looking at us. You can do it. It's
Yes. Yes.
Run your race. Yes. Run it. Run it with faith. Run it with stamina. Run it with endurance. It's just a matter of time. God's going to switch up some stuff. He's going to change some stuff. Have some expectation that God is doing it again. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Yes. Woo, that got me excited.
I'm never going to look at a football game the same anymore.
You like football, Cynthia?
No, but I like when he raises both arms and it's good.
I know. It's so funny because my little grandson, he is such a sports person. He's playing soccer and football. So it's like his other grandmother, she's like, I can't keep up with this kid. He wants to play anything that has anything to do with a ball, just like his dad. So
yeah.
I was like, okay. So she mapped, she color-coded the game. So she says, the orange one like there, I think, was soccer. The other color, blue, was football. Because, I mean, it's just amazing. I can't keep up. I mean, he loves any kind of sports. He's only six, so I can't even imagine what it's going to be like when he's really out there playing real stuff. But it's amazing. It's just amazing.
Yeah.
Well, amen.
I've got two little granddaughters. Both are cheerleaders. And they're only seven. And then a grandson who's six, he's playing ball, like you say, he loves every kind of ball.
Any kind of ball.
So, yeah.
And then I have, he's six, and he's playing soccer and the football, the flag football, because in our little home, they don't do football at age six. They have to wait to eight. So he's in this other town next to me, and he plays there. And then my one in middle school, he's playing football, too. He doesn't like soccer. I coached his dad, his uncle's soccer, and I was his coach the first time he got introduced to soccer, but he didn't like soccer. He says it's too much running. I love soccer. I love soccer. I am a soccer. I was a soccer mom. I was all over the place with soccer. I love soccer. Yep. All right, Cynthia. Well, I'm glad this has been an exciting talk, and I look forward to looking at your book, getting your book there.
Oh, well, thank you, and God bless you, and many blessings back to you. And
thank you so much. Well, I appreciate you calling in, and you have a great one, too. We'll talk at you later.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right. Good night. Amen. Amen. Well, we got some more people came on. Let's see. I think we did. Yep, we did. I think we did. 240-482, who am I speaking with, and where are you calling from?
This is Valerie from North Carolina.
Hi, Valerie from North Carolina. How are you tonight?
I'm doing all right. How are you?
I'm doing good. Hallelujah. Oh, hold on a second. Valerie, North Carolina. Valerie, did you get any rain up that way?
Yes, we got quite a bit. We had a tropical storm warning on Friday, and so it rained, and we had a lot of wind Friday night. And it's pretty much rained off and on all weekend. Yeah.
That's interesting. That's really interesting. I'll talk with you about that in a minute. Let me pray for you, Father God. We just thank you for Valerie. We thank you, Lord. I just saw like a railroad track, and I thank you, Lord, that and we're track. Of course, you know, you look down a railroad track, you don't see anything. You know, basically most railroad tracks, you know, they come through a town, but a lot of times they're in the outskirts. And I just kind of saw like this railroad track, and it's like you can't see the end of it, but it's almost like, you know, with a railroad track, it's laid out. That train's not going to go anywhere but on that track. And if it does go off that track, then it's just derailed. So it's almost like God says, you're not going to experience a derailment because he's already set a track. and you just stay on the track, and there will be no derailment. And anything that tries to come on to the track, we just come against it in the name of Jesus that's trying to derail the path that God's already laid out for her in the name of Jesus. So thank you, Lord, for the track that's already been laid out for Valerie. We speak against any derailment in the name of Jesus. We know that when you're on, when that train's on that track, it can't go anywhere but that track. That's it. If it gets off track, that's a mess. That means it's a disaster. It's causing some disruption, but there will be no disruption because she's going to stay on track. Hallelujah. Why is she going to stay on track? Because the plan's already been laid out for her. The direction is already set for her. And it's not her that will orchestrate the movement of the track. It's her still on the track that will lead her to where she needs to be. So, God, we thank you for that. We thank you because you know one thing about a railroad track, that thing's not going to move. It's going to be, it's solid, it's set, it's straight. That train's going to go the direction that track's going to take it, and it can't go off. And if it does, that means that something went wrong. So we speak against everything that would cause a derailment in this season and the next in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Glory be to God.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Stay on track, Valerie. Hey.
Thank you, Lord. Yes.
Stay on track. Stay on track, Valerie. Hallelujah. There is something up the road, up the railway, off the railroad track. Hallelujah. Just stay on track. Hallelujah. And we come against any derailment, any obstacle that's trying to block the track. Glory be to God. God's already set a path out for you. There's been some situations that are trying to cause derailment. But we come against that in Jesus' name.
Yes, in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name, we speak the word of God. We apply the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory be to God, the blood of Jesus. Apply the blood, Valerie. I just sense to tell you, apply the blood of Jesus just like you would get up in the morning and apply whatever it is you, whatever you use in the morning. You apply something you apply, apply the word like that. See yourself applying the word and the blood over your situation. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Application, application, application of the blood and the word. Application, application. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Well, thank goodness you're safe, you know, from the storm, out of that storm.
Yes, my my brother and sister live in Tampa. And fortunately, my sister stayed in Tampa, and so they didn't have any damage. They didn't lose power,
right.
So she was very, very fortunate. My brother had a mandatory evacuation, so he left a few days ago. He's coming back tomorrow, but, you know, everything, they're okay, you know, so I'm very thankful for that.
Amen. Yeah, because it was headed for Tampa and it switched.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was headed for Tampa. And that thing was a slow-moving storm because I know, I mean, I tracked it. I watched it because, like, I had the TV on. I don't even watch TV. But when the storm started, I just felt led to watch it. And, you know, it was just, it was slow-moving. It was only moving about 8 miles an hour once it hit land. And, of course, the slower it moves. And basically the girl that I work with online, she's out of Fort Myers, and she was just saying it just hovered over Fort Myers for just, like, seemed like it just wasn't going to move. And but it was only going about 8 miles an hour. But it's at first, yeah, you're right, it was headed toward Tampa, and it switched.
I don't know why, but I guess.
I don't know.
You know,
well,
it did.
Yes, it did. Well, like I said, I've been through many hurricanes, many. I mean, I was born and raised in Central Florida, and I've never seen, now, of course, I lived in Central Florida. So Miami, South Florida, you can kind of expect, you know, damage, you know, because, hey, you know, you're right on the water. But what I saw inland was that's what really amazed me, the inland places that was damaged. Yeah, that really, that was different. Yeah, very different. Thank God they were safe.
I'm very thankful.
Yes.
And I certainly feel so much for the people in Fort Myers and Port Charlotte, and you know, just the damage it sustained is just unbelievable.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Like I know you probably heard me saying how that whole roadway to Sanibel is gone, basically. And so that's really, you know, that's amazing, because that's a long, I remember that road, and I thought, are we ever going to get there? And, I mean, it's out there, this long road, this only way in, only way out, so. Yeah, but I was, you know, we didn't get really anything. I know I prepared for, you know, things, you know, move things around, but it just, I think we got, like, a drizzle of rain, like, the day that they said it was going to hit here. I think it was Friday, and I think Friday night, it drizzled around probably midnight, between 10 and midnight. It was just like a drizzle, like a mist, and then that was it. We didn't get anything. So, yeah, so thank God that you're safe as well. Yeah.
We got rain, and it wind, was, people lost. You know, I saw it too, when I went out Saturday after everything had kind of calmed down, trees and things like that. But I don't think anybody, I didn't hear anything about any, you know, injuries or anything like that.
And that's good. Yeah, that's good. Well, praise God. Thank God for His protection. Anything in particular you wanted prayer for?
Well, you know, what... What you were saying about the railroad is so interesting, the railroad track. I was calling in to ask for prayer. I've just really been struggling with focus at work and getting things done. And I don't know. It's just been so difficult for me to think clearly in recent months, and I don't know if it's, you know, because I'm getting older. And, but it's just so severe. Like I'm at a place like, you know, usually I can get things done and like, you know, by my sheer willpower, I can get it done. But I'm at a place now where like, I just can't do it anymore. And I'm, you know, like the, you know, they have that analogy of the spinning plates where my plates are starting to fall. And so, you know, I don't really like what I'm doing at my job. I'm thankful for my job and for my boss who has, you know, allowed me a lot of flexibility when I need it for my kids, you know, to take care of my kids and do things for them.
Right.
But I'm thinking about, so I'm thinking about moving, looking for something else, but really my prayer is just for just being able to get my work done, because it's just been so difficult, so challenging, and, you know, I want to do a good job, but it's just so hard for me to focus and to think clearly, and it's just been really difficult. So I just wanted to ask for prayer for that, and also for my son, Beth. I had a conversation with him. He's 12, about where he's at spiritually, and, you know, I don't know where he's at spiritually. I just pray that, you know, God would reveal himself to him.
Yes, I definitely understand.
So just pray for him.
Amen.
But
amen.
I feel
he's
like
12.
He's 12. But I when you were talking about being derailed, it's like, you know, I don't want to lose my job. I don't want to, you know, I want to do things well. I really just need help right now.
Amen. So let me ask, what's your diet like?
You know, I've actually, I mean, it's not the best and it's not the worst. I've been kind of decreasing my meat intake recently. I just haven't had an appetite for it. I'm eating more vegetables and, but I do eat more sweets than I should. I will say that.
Okay. I don't know. I just said this came up, so I don't know if that's something that might be affecting you. Because I know, and then you said sweets, so I know sweets affect me as far as my ability to, I don't know, sweets affect my ability to focus.
Okay.
Yeah. And, you know, my blood sugar has always run high. And of course, now as I'm older, it's more to deal with. But I do know, basically, I've always felt that sweets have affected my ability to, like, I don't know, I guess not so, maybe focus, but it has, sweets do affect me as far as kind of like focusing, I believe. Because I know if I have too much, it really like kind of causes me to just like be more jittery, not, you know, able to concentrate as well as I do when I don't have it. So I don't know, I just felt led to ask you about diet. Like, so anyway, that's something you might want to, you know, think about. So as far as your job and everything, I mean, do you enjoy your job?
Not really. I mean, there are parts of it that I do enjoy, but then there's a lot of, I guess, for lack of a better term, grunt work that, and I can do administrative work, but that's not my strength. And so I just feel like the basic things, so much of what I do is that, and it's just, I feel like I'm dying on the vine, you know, it's kind of like,
I understand. Yeah, I'm not an administrative type, you know, paperwork type, you know, detail type. That's not me, you know. My personality is a little different. No, I'm just, that's not me. And, you know, we're all made differently, so, but that's not my strength. So anyway, Father, we just thank you, Lord, that
thank you, Father.
You begin to just guide and direct and let her stay on track to listen to what you're instructing her to do. And Lord, if there are new opportunities that you have for her, Lord, new opportunities can come without a derailment. God, we know that. So Lord, we thank you that the new opportunities that you would even want her to venture into, it's not necessary that a derailment take place to receive it. So Lord, we just thank you that as she stays on track, she stays on track with you. Because in you, there is no derailment. In you, you know how, hallelujah, glory be to God. You know, sometimes on track, you can switch tracks. Glory be to God. I just saw a movie of the track.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. So, God, that's not a derailment. That's just a switching of the track. You, as long as she stays on track with you, there will be no derailment. There may be a switching of
the
track. But there will be no derailment. So, Lord, we thank you. We thank you, Lord, for your protection. We thank you for your direction. We thank you for your guidance and for you leading her and showing her exactly how to stay on track, regardless of the track. Hallelujah. Regardless of the track.
Thank you, Jesus. Yes.
She's yielded to switch a track. But she's not yielded for derailment.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. She's yielded for the switching of a track, but not a derailment. So, Lord, we thank you. We lean not to our own understanding, God, because we know that you are the author and the finisher of our faith. You are the one who's the conductor, of our lives. You can switch tracks anytime you feel necessary, that it must be done. So, Lord, let her follow you.
Thank you, Lord.
And if she follows
yes,
you,
Father.
You will lead her directly where she needs to be, whichever track you lead her on, as long as you're the one orchestrating the track. Lord, we thank you for
thank
that.
You, Lord.
And we thank you for having
you,
peace
Jesus.
In the season. We pray for her son who is 12. Lord God, thank you. Let him have an encounter. Let him have an understanding that there is a God, and even though there's been some disruption, that he will lose no hope in this God that he's heard about. He will not lose hope.
Yes.
He will not walk contrary to the things that she has shared with him concerning the things of God. And, Lord, I thank you, Lord, for her to even be surprised by some things that she thought he didn't do or he didn't get by her sharing, that he's going to surprise her and let her know in a way, maybe he doesn't even know, but in a way that she will know that he did hear what I've said about certain things, because he's going to bring it up to
thank
you.
Thank you, Lord.
I thank you, Lord, that he'll bring it up to her, that she will understand. He got that. He understood that. So, Lord, we thank you for that. We seal that with the blood of Jesus.
In Jesus' name, yes, Lord.
I felt that, you know why? Because my grandson is 12. So, you know, he came to me, and, you know, it was so funny. Out of the blue, you know, so they don't really text me or call me a whole lot. I have to kind of chase them down. So a couple weeks ago, he texted me. He said, "Nanny, can you pray for me?" I was like, whoa. He says, "I don't feel well." He says, "Can you text?" And it was like, I'm trying to think. Do I have the text still? I saved my text. My phone is full of. Like, if you ever text me.
Oh, me too. Yeah.
Let me see what he said. Hallelujah. But it touched my heart. You know, it was like, God, he heard me. It was like, you know,
that's
sometimes
awesome.
You think that you're just sowing to the wind and that they really don't hear what you say. I was because I've been trying to, like, get him to go to church with me. And, you know, he's always, you know, I'm asleep, I didn't wake up one time. And so let me find this. Oh, he texted me back in, what was this? Last month. He said, first of last month, he said, "Nanny, can you pray over me? I'm not feeling very well."
Wow.
I said, I would be honored. I'm honored that he asked me to pray for you. And it was so funny because I said, "I prayed for you last night, even though I didn't know what was going on with you." Because I didn't see the text till the next morning. But he had actually texted me the night. It was 11:19. Yeah, it was 11:19. He must have woke up or he couldn't go to sleep. He says, "Nanny, I'm not feeling well. Can you pray over me?" And so I didn't see it till 10:30 the next morning. But I had deliberately felt led of God to pray for him. And I said, "I'm honored that you asked me to pray for you. I prayed for you last night, even though I didn't know what was going on before I text you." And so, Lord, let Valerie experience something that will let her know that her son is hearing her, that the seed sown are seeds that are planted, and as she begins to continue to pray over the word that she's sown into his life, that it will be fertilized and she will see growth. Let her not be dismayed when the enemy tries to make something bigger than what it is, but let her know that there's confidence in the fact that she released the word into his life and that she will see manifestation. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory. I know that's a very difficult age, you know, and I pray for my grandson.
Mm-hmm.
He's 12 years old. He's in middle school, and he's another one who loves sports, and so I'm thinking, Lord, keep his mind, you know, on things that are good, lovely, you know, of a good report, you know, so that he doesn't get caught up in
stuff that's going on, you know, around him. So, amen. Mm-hmm. So we just pray that you experience something that will let you know, yes, there is, you know, you have sown and they are receiving. How old is your daughter?
I've got a 7-year-old daughter, and then I've got a 9-year-old son as well.
Oh, okay, okay. So you've got two boys and a girl. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the middle school years are difficult.
Yeah, definitely. when you mentioned that your grandson wasn't feeling well, it reminded me, I did also want to ask for prayer for my son, my 9-year-old Jonathan. I just found out recently that he had COVID, unbeknownst to me. Yeah, and he had had, you know, he's experiencing a lot of fatigue and, you know, saying a lot, Mom, I don't feel well. But, you know, I'd given him several COVID tests and check his temperature and all that stuff. And so I'd taken him to the doctor, and they can, you know, test for antibodies. And so we got the test results back. And so he has had COVID at some point in the recent past, and he's got some elevated immune markers. And so I just wanted to ask for prayer for him that, you know, it's like he's showing symptoms of long COVID, and, you know, just that he would be healed and he wouldn't have
any
long-term effects. And, you know, that he would recover because he, you know, he loves sports. He's very active. But he, you know, at least once or twice a week, he's like, oh, Mom, I'm just so tired. I don't feel well. I don't, you know, everything aches and, you know, that kind of thing. So,
right.
Just prayer for him.
Well, Lord, what's his name? Jonathan. I have a Jonathan, too. My Jonathan is.
Okay.
My Jonathan is Jace's dad, the one that I just talked about. Jace and Jonathan was his dad. So, Father God, we just lift up Jonathan, Lord. We just pray for his complete restoration.
Yeah.
And, Lord, we thank you, Lord, that, you know, as he grows and, you know, being, you know, young, that, Lord, this will fight off anything that would try to connect and stay long-term. So, Lord, we just
release and loose. And
we thank you, Lord, that you'll have complete restoration. And, Lord, we know sometimes it takes time, but we know you've already healed. We may not see the manifestation right away, but we speak healing in the name of Jesus.
Yes,
and
regardless
of what we see, we thank you in advance that he has complete healing in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Glory be to God.
Thank you.
Do you give him any, because I just told their mom, I said, well, I was going to give them some, I get a lot of vitamins and stuff through my insurance that I don't always use. And I have CVS, I don't know if you all have CVS, but CVS has a good program. Yeah, I use their program for extra care. And I get a lot of discounted supplements that way. And then I have Aetna for my Medicare. And their thing has like a certain amount of over-the-counter supplements and stuff I can get. So I was going to give them this, my extra, I think it's called it's the generic of Airborne. You know what Airborne is, right? You heard of Airborne?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
Okay. So CVS has a generic that I had ordered. Actually, I have two bottles of it, of the Airborne, and it's supposed to have, you know, a lot of stuff in there to help with your immune system. So something like that you might want to give him, because I was going to actually give it to Jace and have him, because I said, well, he'll take it. His sister may not want to take it, but he'll take stuff I give him. So I was just going to start him on a regular, you know, regimen of Airborne or something similar. You know, to build his immune system.
Yeah.
So you might want to check into that, because that's what's going to do for him. Since he's very involved with sports and very active, you know?
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, the doctor advised that we give him, you know, multivitamin every day. But I have some Airborne in my cabinet that I hadn't even thought of.
Okay.
So
yeah,
I've got it out. I was like, okay, I can use that.
Stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I never used it. In fact, I haven't used it. I have two full bottles in my room right now, and I did not use it. I ordered it, but I had ordered it because I don't know why I got it. Well, I heard it was good. Somebody talked about it, but like I said, it's a generic, and so I got that, and I have an extra bottle, so I was going to give it to him since he's really active and involved with sports, and I heard it was really good. So yeah. Mm-hmm. Anything that helps strengthen the immune system.
For the recommendation. Yeah.
So, you know, we have to do things natural as well as spiritual.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's just the way we're made. We are three part, you know, spirit, soul, and body. So we got to take care of all three. Amen.
Yeah.
Anyway, we expect. Thank you. We expect for, no derailment, but if God wants to...
Amen.